This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
We are back in the house after an abbreviated...
You guys have the same intro, buddy.
I like it.
3 hour vacation? What?
You guys started the podcast. You started the podcast the same way he starts every one of ours.
And we are back.
Oh, I was going to do, and we're back.
That's even better, but same deal.
Check it out. Rock set this summer. Riverport Amphitheater. Tickets start at $12.
You pay for the whole seat, and you'll just leave. Anyway.
Doc a spook.
Two shows inside of 3 hours, and we ain't been in here in 8 to 10 months, or however long it's been, we figured out.
Oh, I know.
I've basically been in the studio all day.
Literally.
It's been pretty nice.
I mean, it's been a change of pace.
Yeah. Like I was telling you guys just during the intro, I really miss whenever all I had to do, well, not all I had to do, the big part of my day was coming in to do a podcast for this or that, or God, Ocho Man, or Three Horsemen, or Not So Fast, or whatever podcast we were doing. It's a real talk on the weekends always, but
jeez.
It's better than fucking grinding day in and day out trying to build a business.
He used to get me to want to come up here during the week, miss a whole 10 hours of work, all my overtime be shot, just do Surreal Talk during the week, so we have to come up here on Saturday.
Prior to this, when we did Not So Fast, T.O. would be like, oh yeah, we're going to record at 10 a.m. Wouldn't start till 2.
Yeah.
I would just cringe.
So at the beginning, it was kind of
annoying.
Those
were my days off.
Yeah, because you started here, you were doing Not So Fast for almost a year before you got picked up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys had the same deal
going on.
Kind
of like a free agent, right? Yeah,
pretty
I did Surreal
much.
For about a year and a half before I come on and got on with UGC. That's fucking awesome.
You guys are kind of like brothers in that regard.
We're reminiscing.
Yeah, we got different views on Southerners, but other than that, we're like pretty close, you know?
By the way,
I'm liberal-leaning on most issues.
Our third horse in the day is Eric Hicks. Eric and Everett, Big E, co-host Surreal Talk. Here on Lineup Media.
I mean, you've already heard of it. Moving
to which you've been a guest multiple times.
Literally multiple.
We love having Corey on. We are the only two.
Yes, you are it.
I appreciate his different set of views on most of the things.
You know what? You can't just sit there and agree the entire time. You got to have somebody that comes in here and mixes things up. That's what makes it good. Because
I nailed it.
You can't just sit here and agree with each other the whole fucking time.
You're going to piss people off, but you know what? Fuck it.
Right.
That's one of the reasons people like me and you going at each other, because we don't agree. Just that you throw that third voice in there that, again, doesn't agree. And then it's like, oh.
I got a new format for Three Horsemen.
No T.O.?
No, T.O. too. T.O.'s going to be the biggest part of the first episode.
Oh, it's going to fail.
Oh, Jesus.
Check it out. You ready?
Yeah.
We do wrestling matches every week.
Like, what do you mean? Like, we fight
like
each other?
Like, inner office. Like, no. That's...
I don't know about that.
I got a bad shoulder.
We'll
yeah,
call
years
it.
Ago, 10 years
no,
ago,
we're
maybe.
Just the announcers. We're like
physique.
Jerry Lawler and fucking Jim Ross and...
Gorilla.
Gorilla Monsoon, yeah, there you go.
Would you stop, Bobby?
Oh, for the love of God, through hellfire and brimstone, it's Kane. That was probably a bad impression, but you get the idea.
A little more, man, yeah, a little more Vince. I feel like I'm not hearing myself. Like, oh, I had the microphone pointed the wrong way. Okay, that helps.
A little bit better.
Anyway, yes, we're missing our fourth horseman, the former general manager of U.S. Soccer, or...
Whatever he was.
Whatever the fuck.
King of the soccer thing.
King of the soccer, baby. T.O. couldn't make the last one. He's got prior commitments, prior podcast duties, as you would...
Oh, you mean football?
No, it's baseball, isn't it?
No, UFC. I mean, I'm talking about soccer.
Oh, football, yes.
Football.
American soccer.
American
football.
American football.
Football to the rest of the world.
All right. We are back. This is going to be our old school version of our show. We're going to talk WWE Hall of Fame.
Woot woot.
Yeah, I sent we've got our notes here. We've got a bunch of shit to cover. What do you guys know about the Hall of Fame?
It's where you go when you've done extraordinary things to further
whatever business you're in.
When Vince thinks you can make him more money, he calls you up and puts you on the Hall of Fame.
There yeah. it is.
Man, very good PR, ain't Hall of Fame.
Ain't that the fucking truth?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, you need a Legends deal, pal? So do we.
Oh, we'll cover how who he gets in. And back in the mid-2000s, it was who was going to get a DVD put out. Then they started.
Right, those Legends deals for a while were lucrative. Everybody was wanting one.
Yeah, they got to make sure they have a black guy every year. That way he proves he's not racist, especially when he has guys, every black guy in the company, dance to the ring. Attaboy, Vinny. Way to prove.
Did Mark Henry dance to the ring?
No, he was sexual chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he sure was.
Yeah.
And he deadlifted 935 pounds for the world record at the time. I remember that.
And he had a hand with Mae Young as a baby.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Remember she gave birth to a fucking rubber hand that was Mark Henry's baby?
God, yeah, that was probably the pinnacle of bullshit that they pulled out right there. What in the fuck? Let's talk about that for just 1 second. I remember that. That's fucked up. Looking back on that.
I don't remember if I was not watching and I heard about it, and the only thing I could pull up on is they give birth to the hand and then Pat Patterson... Okay, let's give Mae Young a hand. Hey, they go banana.
They go banana. God. That's not good.
Because his fucking plurals are not very good.
Yeah. Eric, I turned down your mic just a little.
Good. Yeah, it's probably hot.
You were gained up from Ocho Man.
Yeah, he likes that. So.
He's way loud anyway. He's like, turn me up again.
Yeah, man. That's half the reason why I'm like this the whole fucking time. It's like, I need you to hear me. No, I need not to hear you. I got to hear everyone else when I get off work.
I can only imagine. No, but we're talking about classes. We'll start with this year's class and who's going to be inducted.
You know what we should do as we go through these? Let's give them a scale of 1 to 10 on each of us, and then we can kind of aggregate and see what the best class was.
We certainly can.
We can gamify this.
We certainly can. This year, going in, Bill Goldberg, William Goldberg, as Bret Hart would call him, is the headliner. The
career ender.
We've got the Dudley Boys. We've got Ivory. Also known as Tina Moretti. Double J. J-E.
Double F.
J-A. Double R.
E.
Double T.
Jeff Jarrett.
Ding. Jeff Jarrett.
He had the fucking best. Him and Razor Ramon's before they fought, like for like a month before Razor Ramon actually had a wrestling match. He was always, they cut them 30 or 40 second promos. And
oh, they're beautiful.
He was like, I'm losing my cheese moment. And he flicked the fucking toothpick. Those were the best. Like I was a young kid and I'm like, that man. That fucking man. I want to be that. Man. Yeah, I want to be that.
This is my dead period when he was in that, when he had his first WWF run, because I was not watching.
Yeah, you were off for like, what, a year or so?
Oh, I was off for about, from WWF, from 93 to about 97.
You can argue that's a golden age, pal.
It's also called the Dark Days.
Yeah, that's a golden age.
No.
Duke the Dumpster Drosy, pal. Just going to throw that name out there and walk out the door.
Oh. Yeah, that's what Phineas, you should do after you throw that.
Or something Godwin, the Godwins, man, the Godwins.
Who was the plumber?
Oh, the plumber.
It was Dirty White Boy Tony.
The one guy's name was something Orpheus Godwin.
Henry Orpheus Godwin.
Hog, yeah.
The other was Phineas something Godwin. Oh, pig.
The smoking guns.
Oh, Billy and Bart.
Man Tower and
that weird fucking thing that had the horns.
Oh,
that might have been WCW. What was
what
it?
What about
no? Was that Man Tower?
Remember this?
Man
Tower. Remember this shit? Kawana Brother.
Maliki
La Brada. Yeah, old fucking Crush. Remember him? Brian, he was on that wrestling video game we had.
Believe me, Double J's in for more his second run than he's in for his first run.
Yeah.
With Deborah and Owen and...
Can I ask you guys a little bit of protocol on this? So is the induction into the WWE Hall of Fame is just if you've ever wrestled for them? About if you're not in the promotion now? Like, so say you're at TNA now.
Sting, he was inducted before he ever wrestled, didn't he?
Yep.
So
well, no.
He had the one match.
Yeah.
The one match.
So, like, doesn't Jeff Jarrett and Kurt Angle and all those guys wrestle for a different organization right now?
No. They're back.
Oh,
so, TNA has gone through a couple owners now. Jeff Jarrett's no longer involved.
Okay.
I know Billy Corgan owns a part of what used to be TNA.
Yeah.
He owns NWA now.
NWA.
Yeah.
And I forget who owns Impact now. It's another third-party organization.
Is that what it is? Is it still Impact?
I don't know. Whatever was Impact.
I wanted to say it was Global Force Wrestling.
Yeah,
it
probably is. Something like that.
It's bad.
But, you know, Jeff Jarrett's not officially back on the roster, but he's got some sort of, you know.
So, but are there credentials?
Cool.
Are there credentials that have to be strict guidelines for you to be inducted? Like you have to what? I mean, I don't
not
understand.
Really
can't have
anymore.
Did porn.
Can't no porn.
Yeah,
okay, we got that.
One
let me write
thing.
That down there. No porn.
So you can't be Sunny.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
We're having an earthquake in Edwardsville, Illinois, right now. No, there really aren't. There's not a guideline. Abdullah the Butcher's gone in. He never wrestled a match for WWF.
Really?
Yeah.
Ric Flair's in twice, right?
Yep, he's in as a member of the Four Horsemen and as Ric Flair.
Right.
And I guess nobody else has gone in as a two-timer yet. He's the only two-timer.
No, Soul.
It's pretty cool.
Read on Wiki earlier.
He earned it.
I would say so.
I would say.
Oh, fuck yeah, Ric Flair. Dude, the chops were legendary, dude.
Well, that's legendary. I mean, Triple H one day will have to go in. Michaels is in, but they're going to have to put DX in, so those guys will be in twice. Right.
Hey, here's another thing we can do. I was looking at your talking points here. Who had the best class? We'll figure that out.
Yep.
Should there be a celebrity wing? That's a good talk point at the end after we figure out who all the celebrities have gone in. Mm-hmm. You think there ever will be a physical Hall of Fame again at the end? That sounds good. Mm-hmm. And who shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame? I think during every one of these classes, each of us picks somebody like, nope, you didn't deserve it. You're out. We just get fucking mean on it.
Yeah, but it's going to be the guys that I don't know is what's going to is, well, is mean, gonna be.
You're like, going to know most of them.
Yeah. Right. Like Ivory, I have no fucking clue
who
that is.
She was a female wrestler. You'd know her. You know her once you see her. Well, then skip over her. Skip the ones that you
we'll get,
know.
We'll get through there. Let's get, the ones, yeah, let's get through the rest of this class. So we've got Ivory, Jeff Jarrett, Hillbilly Jim, Mark Henry.
Oh, yeah.
The celebrity.
I do know
is
her.
Is Kid Rock.
My name is.
And the Warrior Ward is Jarius J.J. Robertson.
I don't
That's
know J.J.
Her.
Robertson.
You know where she got her start?
I
Glow.
J.J. Robertson's a female?
Wow.
No. He just showed me a picture of Ivory.
Oh, yeah. She's kind of older. Now she's like what, 45?
She wears
Ivory?
She wears it well.
I'm gonna guess Ivory's 54.
Let's see here. 56 years old, no shit.
Yeah. She got her start in Glow. She was wrestling for 15 years.
Was
probably.
She at all represented in the Glow show?
By somebody similar.
Like an amalgam of characters.
A little bit.
That's the way they do on those. There's no actual, you know, this
she was
thing.
She was really one of the straight wrestling types on that show.
Sure.
Because they kind of faded away from that as the show went on. But, okay, so let's. What do you guys think of the 2018 class?
It's not a horrible class.
Goldberg, 100%. Everybody, I mean, in WCW, he was a fucking train. He'd wreck people. I liked
as a train wrecker.
Whatever. I mean, tomato, tomato. I liked him. I liked how he came out to those sparks, and then, like, I always used to make the joke to Everett that he took a hit of crack while you couldn't see him behind the sparks. He always blew smoke out after
he was
the fact.
A well-known crackhead. Everybody knows that.
But Bill Goldberg, for sure. I mean, that dude deserves it.
Really?
I think so, man. He was at the very top of the game.
He had, what, five-year run of decentness? I mean, let's be honest.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Now, if we're going to go through and start picking people, I'll start with him. I agree. I do think he is deserving.
Mm-hmm.
However, he spent 5 years in the business total.
Yeah, that's my point.
Wait,
like,
that's it?
Yeah.
Well,
and then every time he comes back,
me, I felt
he
like
comes
he's
back
such
for like a,
three-, four-week
period of all promo in one match. They've had him back 2 or 3 times for that.
Oh, well, that kind of sucks.
And, like, since they bought WCW, his real only work in there has been like 3 or 4 guest spots, more or less.
Did he
have a contract?
He had
for a while?
Run. In
it was
03-04.
Yeah, it was a short run, though.
Literally, 1 year contract.
Yeah.
And once he did the day after WrestleMania, and he did WrestleMania 20, and he was done.
When did he start in WCW? 97-ish?
In 97.
Yeah. And then he had his big run that took roughly, what, in less than 2 years he had the title. And it was he's undefeated for like,
less than a year he had the title.
Was it less than a year?
Yeah.
How many did he have before he won the title? Like 70-something wins? Which I find to be fucking crazy if you think about
We'd
it.
We'd have to look it up.
Think about that. I wonder how many of those were just straight out manufactured. They didn't even have the dark match to add the number to it. I'm sure there was a whole bunch of them.
A good amount. Is
I'm
my
saying
guess.
30-40% easy.
Yeah.
I want to say he won it in June or July of 98, and he started his first match. Hugh Morris was probably in.
That's not funny. Remember he used to say that?
September, October of 97. But he came on and immediately, once you saw him,
dude, he had the charisma, the look, everything.
Talking about Bill?
Those traps. Yeah, fucking it went from his ears to the tips of his shoulders.
Freak.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
he looked like Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
as soon as Austin got hot.
They had the same fucking, you know, black trunks, same exact
black knee pads, short black
boots. His intensity is, like you said, his walkout. Mm-hmm. When he comes out there, does that fucking brow down, eyes forward, the smoke
coming out
the nose.
That's a scary dude, man. I mean, think about meeting that guy in a fucking alley like that, looking at you like that.
We're lining up.
I think, honestly, he's
him.
The standout.
You're going to wish you had that Second Amendment, Corey, when Bill Goldberg.
Here we go.
I'm just kidding. Sorry,
motherfucker will not let it go.
I'm just kidding. Sorry.
I mean, the Dudleys are obviously deserving. Those dudes have had a career that's fucking storied as far as tag teams go.
Absolutely.
From ECW to WWF to TNA and back.
Well known.
And their individual careers over in TNA were actually pretty good. They had a good long run where they didn't even wrestle together.
They've held pretty much every title you could hold in their era.
Yeah.
ECW, WWF. technically they held the WCW because the WCW brought their tag titles mm-hmm. over. They won those. They won everything in TNA. They won everything overseas. They won everything in Mexico. You name it, they've won everything.
Yeah, you can't shit on those guys at all.
No.
I mean, they may be the redneckiest fucking group. They're the Dudley Boys and whatnot, and give them shit for that. Pros, man. They've been there and done mm-hmm. that in every type of match with all the biggest names.
Absolutely.
So,
long career. Yeah. Actually, Ivory.
Everybody on this list. Ivory has had a pretty good career.
Same thing. I mean, 20 years of her life to the business. That, right. to me,
yeah.
I would say.
Probably the weakest of the class. That said, she's got a lot of studs around her, though.
Right.
Mark Henry would be second on my list here for weakest of the class just because he was glorified mid-carder. I guess he had a title run or two, but
yeah.
still, in my
world
opinion,
champion.
But glorified
let's
mid-carder.
Talk about Hillbilly Jim, though. Is he really more than just what we remember as,
no,
you know, from kids?
Right.
Was he that good of a wrestler? No. Was he somebody special, or is it just we're remembering what Hillbilly Jim
mediocre
meant to
wrestler,
us?
Mediocre on the mic, looked great next to Hulk Hogan.
There it is.
His character.
I had his action figure.
Oh, the rubber one, yeah.
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 I mean, so yeah, I don't really feel like that. I think more nostalgia coming into play with the Hillbilly Jim.
So you're giving Hillbilly Jim the axe on this one?
No, totally not.
Who are you picking? Let's pick our kills. I'm gonna go.
I know mine. Mine's Kid Rock.
Let's take out the celebrity.
Okay, yeah, celebrity out, warrior award out.
I'm taking out Mark Henry.
Wow.
I'm taking out Ivory, man.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's go.
Just more based on more memorable experiences with the rest of them. You know what I mean? Just I have more memories and memorable. These people stood out in my mind more and have lasted with me over these 20 or so years since they did their thing than she did.
I'm not
about her being a woman. I just don't fucking remember. I remember Sable and fucking, you know what I mean? There's women that I remember. She just ain't one of them.
I'll give you that. That's fine.
You know what I mean?
And see mine, and this is a toss-up, and I can't even say Goldberg. Did I do something? I didn't do anything. Would be, boy, I guess if I had to ask someone, when did we play Fuck, Marry, Kill on this fucking
yeah, no shit.
I guess it'd be Hillbilly Jim. I mean, Goldberg.
It's not a bad, this is a tough one here.
Yeah. I know he was a hot commodity when he got, timing is everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there are guys
that came in right at the end of the Attitude, or kind of really in the hot part of it.
Beginning.
Yeah. And this is what WCW sorely needed at the time. The NWO was kind of starting to wane. And
yeah, and he never bowed to that. He never joined or anything. If I remember correctly, did he join NWO? I don't think so.
Wow.
No, I was saying, I remember him being like one of the purists, you know, like fucking was out of that, didn't deal with that.
Yeah, he's the only guy, I guess, who didn't. They even had Too Cold Scorpio from earlier today.
Really?
Yeah.
Too Cold Scorpio. When was he in the NWO?
Shut up, he was.
Red Rooster too, bud. Don't forget it.
Terry Taylor
fucking
every time.
Red Rooster. Don't forget, Terry was
all
getting...
All right, 1 through 10 on this class.
Throat punch.
I gave it a 7.
Scott Steiner.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7. 6. 6.
6 for Eric.
6,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Goldberg's a big name. Jarrett's a big name. Mark Henry's, Hillbilly Jim's, Jeff Jarrett's probably the standout in all this, to be honest with you. Who's the number one? I feel like Jeff Jarrett's probably it.
I'm going to go with Goldberg because he's a lot more of a household name than Jarrett.
Who's done... No, come on. Who's done more than Jeff Jarrett on that list?
Outside of wrestling, people outside of wrestling know Goldberg way more than they would know
yep.
Jarrett.
He's right.
All right, well...
He's right. I'd give it a 5.
5, there we
go. If we're going to compare him to other classes, if that's
so
what
we got an aggregate 18 for this year.
Aggregate 18.
Out
look
of
at
a
this.
Possible 30.
Look at this spelling out.
Uh-oh.
I love it.
All right. You want to go backwards from just start at 2017 and work our way back?
Let's just start at the beginning.
94?
Created in 93.
Yeah, let's work our way.
That's fine.
In case you don't know, the Hall of Fame was created in 1993, and it was created for Andre the Giant. That's how they started it.
What year did he die?
93. It was like 3 weeks after he died, am I right? Something
yeah.
really close, like they did this for him.
Oh, yeah. He died in January of 93.
In my opinion, the class of 93 is a 10.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, fucking Andre the Giant's the man.
You can even score that.
Yeah, but I gotta take him out of this one. If I gotta pick one, he's gone.
Fair. Okay. You know what? Yeah, you're right. And in that case, we all have to take.
Now,
him.
You guys have seen that there's a documentary coming out on him, correct?
Yeah.
No
HBO documentary. Yeah.
No,
so
I didn't know that.
Be fucking
I'll
tight.
Watch the fuck out of that. Yeah.
It's in production. HBO and WWE put it together.
Yeah, you can, there's trailers for it on YouTube. So.
Really?
There's mm-hmm. already footage out there. If you haven't seen it. They have footage they're showing things I've never seen.
We should post that to the Horseman channel.
We can do that.
You know what I mean? The trailer.
Steal it. Is that what you're saying? Oh, the trailer, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Why don't we just put it on our social media?
Yeah, post the trailer on Facebook. Something like that, yeah.
I'm sure most, if any, fan would have already seen it. But
fair enough.
And I don't know if anybody out there knows a lot about Andre the Giant. You probably saw the overweight, bad knees, bad back, bad everything. Go back. You can look up some old French things that he did overseas in the era of 68 to about 73. You can see matches. The guy was, Jesus, he was huge and put together.
Yeah.
Especially for back then.
He wasn't fat when he first started. A lot of people don't know that. He was just a thick fucking big dude. He
used to drop kick.
Yeah.
How are we going to get past the fact that he drank like 100 and something bottles of wine?
I don't think we get past it. I think we just move along right with it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
That's why that's why the documentary is going to be awesome. I just want to hear some.
I heard he passed out in a hotel and they could not move him. They literally had to let him sleep in the lobby. They couldn't move. How much did he weigh? What did he weigh?
Just over 500.
500 fucking pounds.
At the end.
And
yeah.
Stacked.
Jesus, not back then.
Dude.
Not, whoa,
he was
whoa,
in his
whoa.
400s, mid-400s.
So, yeah, okay, there. So even if he's 400 pounds with and he's muscle, because, you know, you can't be, you're not a wimp if you're a professional wrestler. I don't care what anyone says.
He had a belly, but other than that, I wouldn't say he was fat.
No.
Really?
No, he was strong,
in
dude.
The end?
Okay. I guess that's kind of looking back like how, you know, before I just lost this amount of weight I lost, I wouldn't have said I was fat, I just had a big belly, but, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You got to look up some things he did down in Mexico and some stuff he did over in Japan in 92, and... If you want to see it, it's not good to watch, but it's sad. Like, you've heard about him shitting on Bad News Brown, right?
No.
Like literally?
Oh, God. Yeah. Story this time. Is in Mexico. They're in a they're in a tag match. And Andre didn't move much. I mean, in Japan, you can see that he doesn't even get out of the ring because he can't get out of the ring. Like, once he's in, he's got to be in. And he's got his knee wrapped up. He can barely walk.
Fucking
but
bummer.
In Japan, they did the same thing with Dynamite Kid. He could barely move, but they still put him in the ring. He goes to give. I don't know. Have you guys ever seen a big or an Andre the Giant match?
No, not
really. He did. He would do like the earthquake.
The fucking
sit on their
whoopee
chest.
Cushion, more or less.
He does it to Bad News Brown. It might have been he might have been in the corner, and he shits because he had been drinking all day. And it goes all over Bad News Brown.
Oh, no. Did he throw up?
Well, he immediately went to the back and washed himself probably for a few days.
I would have.
Oh, a guy that weighs 500 pounds shitting on you?
Imagine if Yoko Tuna did that to you.
Ugh.
The fucking amount of fish he ate, I'm sure.
They said Yokozuna, they used to find him with a bucket of fried chicken when he was on his weight loss. They were trying to save him. Just eating away.
He died at over 700 pounds, didn't he? Like 730 something. I think
he wasn't really Japanese, though, right?
Like, he's the Rock's cousin.
Samoan.
Yeah,
nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He's the same as all those guys. The fucking Wild Samoans.
Anoa'i.
Anoa'i.
The Wild Samoans were related to The Rock, too?
Yeah. Wow, all those fuckers were, man.
Fucking gnarly. I did not know that.
Afa, what was the other one?
Sika.
Sika, yeah.
Nice.
Fucking Umagi, whatever his other name was.
Rikishi.
Yeah, Rikishi.
I remember Rikishi.
All of them, yeah.
They're all related.
Wow.
Hey, Rikishi comes up here later. Okay, let's get through the first class.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are probably not going to know many of these names. Arnold Skaland.
Yeah, I can remember.
The manager of champions. He managed Bruno and he managed Backlund, and he was a wrestler, obviously. Huge behind-the-scenes guys for WWF for years. Bobo Brazil, one of the most popular African-American wrestlers of all time, at least to the older generation. Nature Boy Buddy Rogers, in case you were wondering where Ric Flair got everything. Chief J. Strongbow, a WWF household name for years. Classy Freddie Blassie. I know you guys know that.
Yeah, right. He came out like around the Backlund whenever people were coming
way
back.
Backlund.
No, but you know what I'm saying. When you remember Backlund came back, Bob right. Backlund came back, started doing the chicken wing crossface on people. And people
crazy
you know,
Bob Backlund? Yeah.
Yeah. But he was
beat up by 8 seconds by Diesel Bob Backlund. That's the one.
That guy. Yeah. Gino Gorilla Monsoon. What a name. Yeah. James Dudley. Who was apparently Vince McMahon's limo driver.
I don't know him.
So I give this if are we grading classes and figuring out who to get rid of?
Yeah, if we're getting rid of anybody here, it's Dudley. I mean, at that point.
Yeah, Vince's limo driver's gonna have trouble staying on there.
But if we're going by wrestlers here, I'm gonna take out Bobo. I don't know Bobo.
Oh my God. All right.
Yeah, I gotta get rid of Dudley. If he was just a limo driver.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Dudley too. They consider him I don't know. They said he was a WWF employee, so.
I'm going with a 4 for this class.
Me too. That's exactly what I wrote down as a
really?
4.
Okay. I will give it an 8.
An 8?
An 8 really only because of James Dudley. Otherwise, it would be a 9. I don't know if we have a 10. I'll have to see.
Damn, that's a 16. So we fucked that one over for you, Core. But it's so
you
far
bastards.
Number two.
This is the real first class, by the way.
Fair.
God damn it. Okay, let's move to 1995. Oh, man, you guys really aren't going to know some.
Yeah, we're going
to
get killed.
Antonino Rocca.
Don't know him.
Oh, my God, one of the biggest wrestlers of the 50s and 60s. Big Cat Ernie Ladd.
Ernie Ladd, of course, we know.
Former NFL great. George the Animal Steel. Now, I know
there's
you guys
know George.
My number
one
George.
For there, man. He's number one all time.
Ivan... Ivan Putski, or as Jesse Ventura would say, Ivan Paduski, the fabulous Mula. Should we get into what that? We'll talk
yeah,
about
Yeah, I need to know
bit.
About that, yeah.
Pedro Morales, former WWF champion and Intercontinental champion, the first guy to win both titles, and the Grand Wizard of Wrestling, Ernie mm-hmm. Roth.
He had a cool hat.
He did have a cool hat, and he also died, probably at his peak, as a wrestling manager.
Bummer.
So do you guys know what's going on with Mula?
No, you mentioned something about it earlier.
Why they were pissed
so
about
she
her.
Was a madam?
She was world champion for fucking 40
forever.
Years. Yeah. Because nobody else would hold it. She held the NWA Women's Championship until it went to Funk. But Mula was basically the booker for all the girls. But she was basically loaning them out, almost prostituting them out to certain
Heidi
places.
Heidi Fly style, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
She had some beef with some of the girls that we'll name later in the inductees when you look forward to 2016 and 17.
Wendy Richter?
Mm.
Richter, that came up.
I'm confused. So are we saying that, like, if you wanted to be a WWE or a WWF women's wrestler, like, Mula was who you talked to? Like, and she was loaning
she
these girls?
She would say who's winning what match and kind of book the matches.
Kinda.
Well, if she was lead booker, I mean.
Back then, in the 60s and the 50s, that's not what booking was.
Work, sure.
She would book them, okay, you go to Memphis. I'm going to send you to Florida.
Oh.
I'm going to send you to Atlanta. You go over to L.A. and
that
wrestle
makes
for this
guy.
It's
not like men where they had fucking, you know, all the talent in the world. Not even talent. Just enough of a pool to where you can make storylines and book people.
Right.
With female wrestlers, it's one match a night, maybe two.
One. You're right. Yes, one or two. It's the same thing they did with the midget wrestlers.
Right.
They would
it's
book them out.
Yeah.
So they would, and that's kind of what she did, but she would do some things like do favors for promoters
so,
when
hey,
you get there.
Hey, Big Jim down in Arkansas, I know you got a thing for Wendy Richter. Send me an extra $100 and you'll get her this next week sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that, what happens there is up to you.
And that's why the issues with Judy Grable, Mildred Burke, all the Mae Young, who they, I mean, they were best friends till the end, but you guys have... I wish you guys cared enough about women's wrestling to watch Lipstick and Dynamite. It is
dude,
fantastic.
I'm totally watching it. I got it on my list.
You
got
to put that where
yeah,
we can all
where the
see
sun don't
it.
Shine.
Yes, exactly. but that's the big deal about Mula that people aren't real happy about, them naming the
I mean,
Battle
honestly.
Royal after her. Okay, but let's grade this out. What do you guys got? I love that you guys are going to give me love to the old
I'm
guys.
Giving a six because George Animal Steel used to eat the turnbuckles,
the
man.
Bullshit.
Hey, dude, he used to eat the turnbuckles. What was the green shit? How you eat a turbuckle and it turns up green? It wasn't green for it went
in your mouth.
You know how he got that? They said, all right, George, you're either done. He was one of the biggest heels of the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Hated him. People fucking hate. He main evented with Bruno Sammartino more than once at Madison Square Garden. They said, you're either done or we're going to make you a good guy. He said, well, I guess I got to make money. End up getting action figures, end up being on a cartoon. I mean, did the
did
smart
well.
Thing.
Did well, yeah.
I mean,
business,
my God.
Man.
Smart dude.
So what are you guys picking here? What's your rating so far? I'm giving it a 4. I'm saying it's slightly better.
Oh, my God.
No, slightly worse than the last one.
Yeah, I'm going to give this one a 6.
I'm going 5.
And who would you guys get rid of?
15.
I'm getting rid of...
Grand Wizard Ernie Roth.
No, I'm going to go with Antonina because I don't know him.
Antonino Rocco, yeah, probably. I know Ernie Ladd, Ivan Putski, Fabulous Mula, Pedro Morales.
Putski.
Okay, I'm not going to get rid of anybody.
Putski.
You're just refusing.
They're all.
That's it. They're worthy.
Well, I'm sorry.
They're worthy, pal.
All right. Get rid of Rocca, even though I know he was a big deal in the business. Whatever. fucking dickheads. All right. This is going to happen. Let's go to 1996. Let's take a look at this class. Baron Mikel Cicluna. I know you guys don't know who he is.
Oh, yeah, he's my buddy.
Just make that up. You just made that up.
Go on the network and check out the 70s cards at Madison Square Garden. I guarantee he's on every single one of them. Captain Louis Albano.
Mario.
Everybody knows that guy. Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Not familiar with that one.
Killer.
Come on. Of course I'm joking.
Killer. If you're listening, you're not seeing the greatness that's going on in here. Killer Kowalski.
That's a big one too, man.
Pat Patterson, the leader of the Cream Team. Vince McMahon Sr.
This is a big one.
And the tag team is the Valiant Brothers.
Jimmy Valiant. Who's the other one?
Johnny Valiant.
Valiant. Yeah.
For people just joining in the chat, they're asking what we're grading.
We are grading the class.
The class of the inductees.
From 1 to 10.
Yeah, from 1 to 10 on the particular year. So we're going through every class that's been inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying 96 is a pretty fucking good year, honestly.
Yeah, really.
You guys like this one?
I'm going to give it a 7.
Can someone refresh me on the Valiant Brothers, though?
Big.
I remember
Johnny
the name.
Ace.
But I don't remember the team.
Top team in the 70s in WWF. WWWF, Vince McMahon Jr.'s favorite wrestler of all time.
Boogie
favorite
Woogie?
Wrestlers of all time. That is Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant.
Yeah.
Hmm. If you know who Boogie Woogie Man Jimmy
Valiant
is.
No, I remember the name, but I just don't remember
him. He had
them.
That fucking skull on the stick, wasn't that him? Pretty sure.
Huh?
Was it him who had the skull on the stick he carried around for
Pop
a while?
Pop Shango, bud.
No. I think it's something else.
He had a skull on a necklace.
Anyway, I'm going to give it a Dawson. 7 for this one.
You're going to give it a 7? Wow.
Yeah, I'm giving this one an 8.
Wow.
What? Oh, look at you two. I love it firing back.
No, I mean, the only one I don't really know is Baron fucking Mikkel fucking Scoliolionia.
Scoliosis?
That guy, yeah. Baron Michael Scoliosis. They named disease after him.
I'll give this one a 5.
Wow, this is just fucking crazy. So far, this is number 1, though, the 20.
That really? Got a 20.
Total, man.
God, you guys.
This is all over the place.
Killing my brain.
So it skips to 2004 after this?
So after this, they kind of did away with it, and they started doing the slammies and bullshit like that.
The slammy award
winning.
Oh,
yeah, I remember that
stuff.
And
then the Attitude Era hits, and nostalgia goes away. Nostalgia wasn't even really big here. That just kind of snowballed, and they did 3 years in a row where they started the Hall of Fame. But now we get to 2004, and we are still kind of in the same breath of these other classes. In terms of the way they did the ceremony, it was small. It was in a hotel Holiday Inn.
Right. I hate to keep interrupting with stupid questions, but when you guys say the Attitude Era, what exactly do you mean by that?
So basically the Stone Cold Era.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So you mean just motherfuckers that had attitudes toward
the,
okay. Okay.
Stone
okay.
Cold.
Okay.
Whenever they catered the Scratch logo, the original WWF Scratch logo,
that
was the beginning of the Attitude Era. It was all right then.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, right on. That's what I want to know.
Stone Cold, DX, The Rock, New Age Outlaws,
fucking gold, another
Triple
golden
H,
age, man.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yep, all the good stuff. China, Sonny, Sable.
You name it.
That's
Todd
the attitude,
Sonny.
Okay, so we get to 2004.
You guys missed my Todd Pettengill joke?
What did you say?
You said Sonny, fucking, you had those names I threw on Todd Pettengill right at the end.
Yeah, that's when he got fired, when the Attitude Era started.
Get a good show on
guys,
Saturday.
How did you guys watch during that time? It is just worst.
Man, they had it on Saturday mornings. You could watch it every Saturday.
What was
Saturday
it?
Morning Slam.
Yeah, so it's Todd Pettengill, Saturday Morning Slam. He's walking around that fucking just straight up hallway with all the monitors talking about all the matches that went across.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I've seen the videos.
Fucking Holly's all over the place during that era. Original Spark Plug Bob Holly.
God. Spark Plug Bob Holly.
Yeah.
Oh, or Bob Spark
Bob
Plug
Spark
Holly.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. I wouldn't want to offend Bob.
He'll
fucking
He'll
come in here.
Shit
be, exactly.
2004 is pretty stacked, though.
Tell you deserved it.
2004 is when we get serious.
Yeah, this motherfucker here.
Here we got Big John Studd. John
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Don.
Huge.
The Magnificent Don The Rock Morocco. Greg the Hammer Valentine. Harley Race, 7-time NWA champion. Jesse the Body, the Governor Ventura.
Conspiracy theorist.
The Junkyard Dog. Yes. A major conspiracy theorist is Jesse Ventura, not Junkyard Dog. R.I.P. Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, he's dead.
Bob Slaughter.
Slaughter's not dead.
No.
Junkyard
Dog's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Bummer, dude.
That's what happens when you OD on coke and crash your car.
Yeah, I mean, you'll have that.
Hey, at least he went out like a rock star.
He did go out like a rock star. Superstar Billy Graham, another former world champion, WWF. Tito Santana. Or as Jesse Ventura would say, Chico Santana.
Chico, yeah.
Chico Santana.
The Flying Burrito. Bobby the Brain Heenan. The Celebrity. Pete Rose.
And he deserves it too, honestly. He had a good couple of WrestleManias.
He did. He didn't even. Oh, he did have him before this, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's right. What do you think of this class?
That's a fucking stacked-ass class.
I know. Well, who are you taking out of this one there,
I mean,
boys?
I honestly want to retroactively go back and lower my other scores just to make the 9 I'm giving this worth more.
Well,
I mean,
that's why you got to pace yourself.
Yeah, I did. I went way too high at the beginning.
What do you think? Who are you gonna take out of that one?
Fuck, we got to take somebody out. Yeah, but, shit,
I know who I'm taking out. If we have to do it, I'm taking out Tito.
Don Morocco.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone else is just fucking, they just stand out to me, man.
Tito was a former Intercontinental Champion. Morocco was a former Intercontinental Champion. Stud never had held a championship in the WWE.
I was
going to
say Junkyard Dog, maybe.
Oh, it'd either be Big John Stud or Don Morocco.
He's a lot like fucking Hillbilly Jim, if you ask me.
Not in Louisiana.
Well, I mean, whatever. Nationally.
In Louisiana, he's a fucking Hulk Hogan.
He's a god, but nationally, he never was that great. He was a glorified mid-carder again. Looked good coming out in the middle of the fucking night.
But you needed guys like him.
Yes, he could dance his
to
way
to make
out.
Hogan and all those other guys the superstars that they were.
Or,
you had to have guys
or
like this.
Hogan would make those guys. Hogan made Junkyard Dog. Hogan right, made yes. Bill, Hillbilly Jim.
Hogan made fucking Big John Studd. The people he fought against, the people he fought with and against he made. I mean, mm-hmm. That was just, he was a star maker.
Very yeah. True.
You stand next to him, you're a fucking star at that
I
point.
Wonder what his net worth is.
Hogan's?
Who? Yeah, Hogan's.
After the whole Gawker deal, pretty
yeah,
much
a lot higher.
Yeah.
That's the porn, yeah.
So I'm taking out Tito. Who are you guys taking out?
Don Morocco.
I'm going to take out Junkyard Dog.
Okay,
I'm still giving this one a fucking 8, though. This is a great year.
Yeah, I know.
what's yours there, Core?
I'm gonna give this one a 9.
So this is our number one right now with a solid 26.
Nice.
That's gonna be tough to beat.
Yeah, definitely.
You have the greatest manager of all time. You have maybe the NWA when it was still the NWA national owners voting, promoters voting on the championship Harley Race seven times.
Mm-hmm.
7 times around.
Harley Race was like the Ric Flair before Ric Flair with the championship.
A little more, because he's more of a, he beat the fuck out of you type of guy, more than Ric Flair was. Yeah. But, yeah, you get the point. I get your point. He was like the title guy that went around and had the title.
Yeah, and always said something about it, you know, like, because Ric Flair, how many times was Ric Flair a champion? 19 times, or however many fucking was, right? 8, you know what I mean? Like.
By the time he left WCW the first time, or NWA, he was, what, 5-time champion when he first went over to WWF?
Around there.
Yeah. Because Hogan was right around 5 at the same time, too, and they were real close. So.
About the truth, yeah.
So 2004 gets a 26. That's fucking good.
They should. Look at the, superstar Billy Graham. Superstar Billy Graham was Hulk Hogan before Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
Right.
He's what you could call, like, the missing, not really the missing link, because there he is, between modern and just right before modern wrestling. You know what I mean? He was one of the first guys that had a good gimmick. You know what I mean?
He's not that preacher, right?
No, not the preacher.
What's his name?
He looked a lot like Hulk Hogan. Billy Graham. Do-rag. Okay. He had the bow.
No,
the
I know.
Shirt.
I remember what he looks like.
He had almost the same exact costume Hogan wears now.
Yeah.
With the tie-dye fucking spandex.
Yeah.
And
could cut a promo.
Yeah. Really? He was
built
good on
like
camera, huh?
Brick shit house. Nice. Lifted with Schwarzenegger. He was a freak, man.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. He was a popular dude. They loved him in New York. And a great celebrity in that class with Pete Rose. So, yeah, that's a 9. The next class.
Still stacked.
Here we go. Now we get serious. This is when they went with that rock and wrestling year, and they
every single person on there.
Yeah, this is how people started thinking they were going to stack them. They were like, oh, so they're going to do eras, and they never did this again.
Yeah, because you look at the next one, it's not even close.
Well, then you start seeing where they had the WrestleMania, and you're like, oh, okay, so this one's in L.A.
Where can we sell some Hall of Fame tickets,
is in L.A., and they were still doing them in theaters. And I'll tell you about the first one they did outside of theater when we get there. So this one, Hulk Hogan, Roddy Piper, Cowboy Bob Orton, maybe
mouth
one
of the South.
Best wrestlers, Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, Paul Orndorff, one of the baddest son of bitches ever, grace a ring, Nikolai Volkoff and Iron Sheik. That's the entire rock and wrestling cartoon right there. I mean,
let me give you a little trivia real quick, Eric, on Jimmy Hart. Did you know he was a 50s or 60s music star? He was in the band The Gentrys.
No, I had no idea.
Who had that a classic hit, Keep On Dancing,
Keep On Dancing is the main thing.
Yeah, Keep On Dancing, Keep On. It's on like 13 different commercials when we were growing up. I mean,
other than like Hulk Hogan and Roddy Piper, I feel like Iron Sheik is like the fucking man on this list, dude. That guy's so legit, dude. Iron Sheik was a badass. Like,
there's another documentary to check out.
Not just like in the wrestling aspect, because he came from Iran.
Maniac.
And you ever see him do those fucking Iranian clubs, dude? You know what those weigh? Those are 70 pounds a piece.
We'll rip your fucking arms off.
We'll tear your shoulders out of socket. And he's just fucking.
Iron Sheik's one of the last guys.
Dude, he was a bad dude.
Because he was a world class wrestler as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Iranian Olympics.
He was no joke, dude. No joke.
And trained the U.S. Olympic team. Yeah. And trained guys for Vern Gagne in the
U.S. Faggot. You get on mat, faggot.
Yeah, I've heard he's been on Twitter bashing some fucking people lately.
Did you ever see him on Howard Stern? No. On Howard Stern, he was off the chain. I mean, literally unhinged. Just everybody's a faggot. You know what I mean? Just he's got crazy.
Break that Hollywood jabroni.
He just got nuts, man. Really bought into himself by that point. And it wasn't a put on either. I don't think at all it was a put on him on Stern.
No?
I honestly think he's just completely insane and would kill you at that point in time.
I wouldn't doubt it. He was a bodyguard for the Shah of Iran when he was still over there.
Jesus Christ. So if you had to get rid of one of these superstars, who the hell would it be?
This is a tough one. It's Bob Orton or Paul Orndorff.
Oh, really?
Bob Orton or...
maybe Nikolai.
Fuck, man. This is a good one here.
Who are you getting rid of, Corliss? Let's make you do it first.
If we have to. This is fuck, marry, kill, basically.
Right.
Basically. It's just kill.
I'll say Bob Orton.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. That's
a tough one. Good. So good in the ring. So...
But... His charisma was
good. I got to go, but Bob Orton or Paul Orndorff?
I gotta Paul go Orndorff any day over Bob Orton.
He was real super tan for his day, too, but he looked mean as fuck, didn't he?
He had his first three WrestleManias, man. He was all over him. You know what I mean?
By the end of his...
He was way up there with Hogan in that day.
By 88, 89, he had atrophied so bad his right arm is skinnier than the...
Man.
That's an issue. Okay, Bummer, what score is Luger these days. Yeah, what score does this group get?
This one gets a 9. Yeah, in my opinion, this is a 9.
Yeah, they get my maybe only 10.
Jesus, we're at 28.
So this is a 28. This is the number one ever so far.
Pretty loaded class.
Yeah, Hogan, Piper, Orton, Jimmy Hart.
Know.
Jesus, Nikolai Volkoff, Iron Sheik.
Pretty legit.
Those are the names that I grew up talking about, you know what I mean? That I played with their fucking wrestlers. Almost every one of these guys I had a fucking doll for, you know what I mean? Like, what do you mean?
I know I did.
Shit.
I know.
Still
I
do,
did.
Probably.
Yeah, still do, probably.
All right, 2006.
Bret the Hitman Hart.
That's a big one.
Eddie Guerrero.
Big one.
Gene Okerlund.
Huge.
Sensational Sherry.
Huge.
Scary Sherry. Vern Gagne.
That's a big one. That's huge, actually.
AWA.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost as big as it gets.
Yeah, first TV star of wrestling. Tony Atlas.
Another big one. Not huge, but big.
Yeah. Fuck. Tag team.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Say, sadly, Tony is probably the weak link, just looking at it so far here, but getting ahead of myself.
No, I know what you're saying. Tag team is the Blackjacks.
Yeah.
Blackjack Lanza and Blackjack Mulligan. Celebrity, William the Refrigerator Perry, who had a hell of a battle royal in Chicago at WrestleMania 2.
Yeah, I got
the football player?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They had football players from...
that was right around the era of the video, their big music video, though, wasn't it?
Yep.
So they were all hype.
And it was in Chicago.
I need you guys to sell me on Vern Gagne before, because he's my...
He started the AWA, man. As
he's
big
my
as it gets, the big
right
three
now.
In the 70s, basically, is WWF.
50s. Well, I'm sorry. 50s, 60s, 70s. The AWA was developed in Minnesota. Go ahead.
There was WWF, NWA, and AWA. That was it. And NWA was just a collection of territory, so it's kind of hard to, like, as it stands as its lone organization, AWA is as big as it gets. You put it right up there with WWF as it was going over
right
the East Coast.
They were right on par with
Why are you adding another W?
Because it used to be WWF back when Vince Senior had it.
What did the extra W mean?
Worldwide Wrestling Federation.
Oh, worldwide. They should have stuck with that in the World Wildlife Foundation wouldn't have fucking sued him.
When Vince Jr. bought it, like, you should listen to our, we had a whole set on Vince McMahon on our old school freaking Three Horsemen. We did a great show on that and chronicling the rise of Vince and WWF and how that all worked. Great listen if you want to go back and hear it sometime.
And it all came to a spectacular end. I just
I don't care what you might not like his character that he plays, but the dude is a straight out businessman. Built that fucking empire.
Oh. He created
fucking
the entirety of what pay per view is that anybody knows about.
You're
days.
Right. Well, did they have boxing pay per views and shit back then?
It was mostly closed circuit.
Oh, it was like Showtime and shit like that.
Well,
right?
Yeah,
like,
you'd have to go to a bar and they'd have it closed circuited in, or you know, certain places would be able to show it, but there wasn't the cable systems like we know like today either. So it wasn't like you call the cable company and fucking hit a button and you get a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You'd have to go get a box or something like that.
Or it'd be on Wide World of Sports on ABC. They'd always show fights. If Norton Ali would fight somebody, if you could get those, they would show them on Wide World of Sports.
Right, and just sell the shit out of advertising.
Yep.
Sensational Sherry was
one of the all-time best valets and female wrestlers of easily ever.
Of her era, for sure.
We're not talking about Scary Sherry, though.
Yeah, yes. Sherry Martel.
Oh, okay, yeah, Sherry Martel, then, yeah.
I should have said Martel, my bad.
No, no.
Oh, Sean.
Yeah. The original.
Who is she?
Yeah.
My God, also a recording artist.
Nobody remembers
they
that she was the original.
They think he's cute.
Oh, I think it's better.
It's way better.
I agree.
The Sean singing for himself? Oh, come on. Way better. She was the best valet for him, too, dude. She completed that character. Without her, the original Shawn Michaels bad boy character was half. You know what I mean? You needed that face-painted ass bitch getting crazy. What is she doing with him? Why are they together? I get it.
Don't know, but I love it. You know what I mean? Right.
You love to hate him. You love to hate him. You hated him more because of her, and that's the
Shawn Michaels
thing
solidified his place in wrestling when he threw Marty Jannetty through the barbershop mirror.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, just that pane of glass.
Speaking of people who should be in the Hall of Fame.
Jannetty, you think?
The Rockers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fuck. There's a ton of pay. Okay, we got to get through. We gotta
right.
Concentrate, damn it. Who are you guys taking out?
Vern. Really? No, Tony Atlas. Yeah, if he's Atlas, as big as you guys are telling me, I'm telling Tony Atlas.
I think it's consensus. Atlas is out. And he had
not
great,
that he wasn't. Yeah,
I'll
say he was awesome. One of the biggest fuckers ever. He teamed with The Rock's dad for the longest time. They had a great tag team.
First ever black tag team.
You can't almost watch wrestling at the Chase without seeing those two fuckers wrestling.
They were everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 7. Bret Hart, Eddie Guerrero, Mean Gene.
That's pretty good. I'm going to agree with you there. It's
Sensational.
I'm going to go with
Sherry.
An 8.
It's pretty good. 22 for that year. Not a horrible year.
No. It's a good year.
Yeah.
Big year. And that was in Chicago. Still in a theater type place like the Fox to us.
Jesus Christ. 2007's the same way.
I know.
Every one of them after this is, dude.
Wow. 2007, The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, Kurt Hennig,
Mr.
Jerry Lawler, Nick Bockwinkel. Mr. Fuji-san, the Sheik, that is the Sheik of Detroit
fame. Sabu's dad, right?
Fame.
Or, well,
yes,
not Sabu's dad,
uncle.
But, yeah.
The Sheik of Detroit fame, Jim Ross, tag team, the Wild Samoans. Who you got, boys?
If you had to pick a standout there, though, like a number one in this group, who you got?
Dusty Rhodes, yeah.
Dusty Rhodes was pretty
Look, man,
before being national.
I can't count the times I've spit my gum out and slapped it in the air strictly because Mr. Perfect did that.
He's
so
right
I got to say that, like.
He's right up there with fucking, how you were saying earlier, fucking Machismo and who else? Jeff Jarrett with his fucking, you know, videos and vignettes. The 100-yard pass, the fucking.
Oh, fuck, I forgot he threw himself a 100-yard pass. That was so great. He just threw it and the camera cut to him running.
The hole in one.
Oh, yeah, dude. Dude was fucking. Beautiful. Love to watch his shit. Even though he was a piece of shit and you hated him because he was a bad guy. Looking back, he was one of those guys.
The
that
perfect flex.
It.
I love it. The bridge German suplex. Yeah. With the held the leg. It was fucking. He was good, dude.
You won't hear me disagree.
But yeah, Dusty for sure. You know, I won't say a close second, but Kurt Hennig there. Jerry Lawler's up there too, just for everything he did in Memphis.
Oh my God.
Now, who did Mr. Fuji manage?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Okay, right.
Demolition, Don Morocco, The Powers of Pain, Yokozuna.
Yokozuna, that's it. That's the one
he
I
was
remember.
A good wrestler in his own. I mean, his own accord,
yep.
too.
Many time tag team champion in the territories and the WWE.
I think it escapes me sometimes that most of these managers were just like fucking legit wrestlers, you know, 10, 15 years
for
before
sure.
that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you killer.
Now,
Con,
Nick Bockwinkel,
General.
I remember he was some sort of an announcer or something. What was Nick Bockwinkel?
Also a wrestler, a big time behind the scenes guy.
I thought he was a short, skinny guy.
No, former AWA champion.
Yeah, I was going to say he was a Minnesota guy with Vern and all those guys.
Wow.
Hogan got his big start really in AWA as well.
With a feud against Nick Bockwinkel.
Shit, give him the rundown of all the greats that came out of AWA real quick. I mean, Rick and Martel, just hit it, man. I mean,
Martel, Ventura, Adonis, Hogan, the High Flyers. That was Brunzell and Gagne. Dr. D, David Schultz, Okerlund, Heenan. Those guys
Mr.
all
Perfect,
came out.
Fucking Larry Zbysko.
Yeah, Kurt Hennig,
Larry Zbysko. I haven't said that name in 20 years.
I mean,
Larry
AWA,
Zbysko.
Like
Jesus
I said,
Christ.
In those days, AWA was easily the shit. They were right up there as a top org.
They also didn't run all year, so you had your summers
True.
Off.
Yeah.
But that's why they would go from there and go work another territory.
Jeez, who are you getting rid of in this one?
That's a tough one, too.
Sheik. Sheik's got to go.
Sheik's my guy just because he was a Detroit guy. Not everybody knows him, even though he did huge business with a guy that you got rid of, Bobo Brazil. Yeah, that was the big feud in Detroit for 30 years.
He's the king, though, too?
Yeah, I'm not getting rid of Lawler.
Fuck, no way.
No, man. Lawler's like,
Jim Ross,
he's right up there,
JR.
Too, in my opinion. With
It's crazy that
Dusty.
JR and fucking Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler got inducted the same year, and they fucking sat there on the side of the ring calling these fucking matches for how long together? That's great.
Forever.
Yeah, a lot of people only know Lawler.
This is a stacked one as well, man.
What do you guys think? Got to give your grades.
7.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a solid 7 as well.
I'm going to give it a 6.
So we 20. Got a 20. That's pretty good, though. Anything at 20 and above is good.
That was the year in Detroit. That was the last year in the theater. The next year we go to Orlando, the original home of Space Mountain. This is the one I attended. I was at this one.
You at the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. This was a good one, too. This was one of their real good first setups they had.
The huge setup.
Right, the stage. And, yeah.
They didn't leave everybody sitting on the stage for 4 hours.
Yeah, they didn't have the dais, so to speak.
Yeah. That was awful nice of them. Ric Flair, the High Chief, Peter Maivia, Rocky Johnson.
Father and son on this one. Nice. Yeah.
Mae Young, Eddie Graham.
Eddie Graham, yeah, classic.
Gordon Solie, maybe the greatest announcer in the history of wrestling, and the Briscoe brothers, Jerry and Jack Briscoe.
Man, this is a solid fucking one, too.
Fuck, no way.
Easiest to get rid of, though, Eddie Graham. That's easy. He was big in the South, but...
Yeah. Florida.
Gordon Solie, though, to me. I don't really know that guy.
He's one of the best announcers
him.
Of all time. Of all time.
Can you make me remember him? Can I get an impression
You're
or something,
too young.
Please?
He was finishing up just as we were getting into it. He was the NWA guy.
Okay.
So...
His face is a crimson mask. We've got a Pier 6 brawl here.
That's Gordon Solie. He was a straight fucking play-by-play.
Or Pier 6er.
He was one of the best, man. He was great.
I got
to
tell you.
Back to the ear.
He's like your Jim Ross of yesteryear.
Okay.
In my opinion.
All right, well, that's
not
that's quite, fine.
Not near as
not
animated.
Not important to me, but
because Jim Ross got animated later in his career. But think of Jim Ross,
pre-stroke, like pre-stroke Jim Ross.
Pre-stroke,
yeah,
early WWF.
He'd fucking get gnarly. I agree.
Yeah,
Ric Flair's really kind of saving this one. I know Peter Maivia and Rocky Johnson are two spectaculars, the father and grandfather of The Rock, but I really think Ric Flair's a standout in this, and I'm still going with this. The only reason this is getting a 6 is because of Ric Flair.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn, I got to give this one a 7. Easy, another 7 for me.
Yeah, who did you guys get rid of?
Yeah, Eddie Graham for me.
Gordon Solie.
Gordon wow. Solie. I'm going to get rid of Rocky Johnson. And I'll give this one, since I was there, I'll give it an 8. I mean, Ric Flair's
six.
Speech
six.
And The Rock came back for the first time in 4 years that night. It was you had to be there to get it. But
this one beat the last one by 1 point.
So 21, yeah.
Thank God, I saved it. Okay, 2009. We are in the heart of Houston, Texas. I went to the. I didn't go to this ceremony. I went to this WrestleMania. I've been to the last three on these. Now this one's the fourth. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
It's a biggie.
Jesus, and you get robbed on his speech. His speech got cut so short in this, and that was that's robbery. I wish they would be able to induct some of these guys again. Ricky Steamboat,
the Dragon, man.
Cowboy Bill Watts.
That's a huge one, too.
Howard Finkel. Coco Beware. That's going to leave some. The Funk Brothers, Dory and Terry Funk. Dory Funk Jr. and Terry Funk.
Yeah.
And the entire Von Erich family, for which Kevin talk for him.
Well, they were all otherwise unavailable.
Yes, and by unavailable, you mean dead.
Dead. So this is an easy one on my part to get rid of. Coco Beware, loved him,
yeah,
but I think he's easy.
It's not even. It's a point of contention for a lot of people that
Finkel's,
why is he in?
Finkel's like the fucking.
Fink.
That's who you modeled the intro of this on, right? I mean,
what?
You did not.
That was me? I don't know who it was.
Oh, it was the Fink. There
what?
We go.
What? That wasn't.
That's who we. That's who we instructed our voice actor to model his performance on. Was
there
the Fink.
We're
is.
Not saying it was cheap, but it was cheap.
Well, yeah,
I remember Fink, man.
This is a good fucking.
Yeah,
class,
this one's real good.
We're gonna have Joe Buck do it, but
ooh,
we couldn't get him.
That's never gets old.
He's always real busy.
No, it doesn't.
So the Von Erichs was Kerry, Eric,
Fritz, Kevin,
Kerry, Kevin, Mike, David, Chris.
Jesus
Fritz.
Christ, way more than I thought.
Yeah, well, those are the brothers. Fritz is the dad.
Yeah, that's it.
Last name is really Atkinson. Jack Atkinson.
Really?
Changed his name to be Fritz Von Erich so he could be a dirty Nazi sympathizer.
Yeah, they were big in Texas. That was their territory. Hmm. Fritz actually ran the Texas organization, right? What was it called?
World Class. I mean.
This is a good class.
Yeah, this one's stacked here.
Sad.
7 again.
He had the parrot on his shoulder, am I right?
Coco?
Yeah.
Well, no, it was a real parrot. It was sometimes on his shoulder. I mean.
It was a real bird.
What was it? Frankie? Yeah,
one.
Frankie. It was a real bird. It was actually a couple Frankies, but whatever.
Coco Beware.
Quite colorful. Remember he got tagged with an early The Rocket Owen Hart? What was the name of that team they had? You remember that shitty fucking, wasn't it him they he tagged with? They had the checkered ass suit.
Hold on. High energy.
Yeah. Do you remember that, Eric?
You're a fucking machine, dude, Corey. You are a fucking machine.
Do you remember,
dude,
that tag team? That
yeah,
had, like,
I totally
windbreaker
do.
Suits.
Dude, I'm hearing names I haven't heard in 20 years, literally, right now. Like, this is Larry Sabisco.
Who's
fucked
Coco
me up.
Coco, beware!
Wow. This.
All right, what do you guys got, 2009?
Seven. Strong. Damn near an eight, but strong seven.
I'm going to give this one an 8 for just because we got robbed on Austin's speech.
22. It's a good one.
It's
man, we've gone up
class.
A
very good class.
Very good class.
Here we get a little skimpy this year. 2010, they're out in Arizona. Phoenix, to be exact.
Yes. I can't do that anymore. I need to practice.
The Million Dollar Man.
I need to practice that laugh.
Ted DiBiase. Antonio Inoki.
He's a big dude. Yeah, New Japan.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't get much bigger
fucking
in Japan.
Muhammad
yeah.
Ali.
Yeah.
Stu Hart?
Yeah.
The yeah, dad. That's you don't know who Stu Hart
yeah,
is?
That's the dad.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
No, I'm just making sure that's the dad, right?
Yeah. He's yes, he is the dad.
Yeah, let me put you in a hold there.
Let me bring
Wendy
you back
Richter, down. Mad Dog, Maurice Mad Dog, Vachon, Gorgeous George, not the Gorgeous George you guys are thinking
right,
of.
Right, from the 50s. No, I'm thinking yes. of the original fucking Playboy, you know, Nature
with
Boy.
With the bobby pins.
Adrian Adonis pretty much modeled himself after him.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
They had the same fucking hair, if you ask me, that curly fucking blonde.
I'm sure back then they called him some words that would refer to homosexuals.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. And that's the perfect type of heat you get in that age.
Back then.
Yeah.
Back when men were men.
If a white guy could have turned himself black to be a heel back in those days, they would have did it. Anything to draw that perfect heat, they would have done. They didn't care.
Good call.
I mean.
And he wrestled everywhere and ended up broke. It's a crazy story. That should be a movie. Stu Hart and really the Hart family were inducted as a whole.
Right.
And the celebrity was Bob Uecker, if you ever get a chance to watch his speech.
Pretty good. I'll never forget the time Andre the Giant fucking choked him.
The fucking
beautiful. Just the beautiful. That was a great, you know,
Uecker's
great play.
Expression.
Fucking great.
Can you imagine what a can of soda would look like in Andre the
Giant's
hand?
They have a picture
hand.
Of him holding a can of beer. It's literally like this big. Literally, like, just the width of his hand.
That's insane, dude. He was so big.
That.
This is a weak class, so I'm giving it a 5.
Yeah, the only thing saving it for me is the...
Compared to these other classes?
Money.
Million Dollar Man.
About fucking Virgil. Where's Virgil at in the Hall of Fame? I like old Virgil.
Dick Jones, as they call him?
He's sitting behind...
Is that porn, too? He's not in because
of
porn?
No, he just had a giant dong. Everybody knew that.
He's
that
sitting
true?
Behind a table, hopefully charging people for autographs.
That's
somewhere.
Pretty much what he does.
I'm going to give this one a 5 also.
Three fives all around. This is the weakest so far with this fucking shit 15.
Who'd you guys get rid of?
Ooh.
Inoki. Antonio Inoki.
No, I'm going to get rid of Wendy Richter.
So am I.
Yeah. I mean, she had 3 years.
Oh, I'm not. Oh,
she's rocking wrestling.
Oh, yeah. She
rocking wrestling was her biggest claim to fame. She was on there with Hogan on the cartoon. And
that was really,
she had a Moolah fucking feud. Anybody who was around that era had a Moolah feud.
The original screw job, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all Wendy. Right. Let's go to 2011.
Now, this is a tight one.
This is a pretty good one.
Oh, Sonny got in, eh?
That's Sonny before was porn. Sonny got his son
pre-porn.
Long before porn. Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid's in. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Bullet, Bob Armstrong. Tammy Sitch, also known as Sonny.
Abdullah
the Butcher. See, Bullet Bob Armstrong never worked for WWF. Abdullah the Butcher.
Only one of his
for
kids
WWF.
Did, I think. Brad.
Brian. Brian.
I thought Brad worked as a
referee. I
remember
an Armstrong.
Scott Armstrong is a referee.
Oh, the referee, okay. Yeah.
Brad Armstrong.
That's Jesse James, isn't it?
No, that's
which
Brian.
One's he?
That's Brian.
Too many of these fucking Armstrongs.
Jesse James, like Road Dog, is an Armstrong?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Get the fuck out of here, man. Just blowing my mind today with this shit.
Yeah, you should have hung out with us. Like, I wish you could have been
telling
on
you, man.
Four horsemen, man.
Fuck.
At least you got the passion. Where's T.O.?
Wow.
We love you, T.O., but you need you in here for this.
No, we would have never gotten this
Road
far.
Dog, Jesse James, and B.A. Badass Billy Gunn. Fuck, man.
We would have never gotten this far.
In 2011, Shawn Michaels.
Oh shit! Yeah, we have Abdullah the Butcher tag team, the Road Warriors, which pushes this class up
fucking
in my
way
eyes.
Up there.
At least a point and a half.
Celebrities: Drew Carey, and that kind of hurts.
Moon over Parma, bring my love to.
So I have a pre-question before I give my answer here. Are the Road Warriors, Hawk and Animal, both still alive?
No.
Okay, then that ups at another whole point.
Animal's still alive.
A little posthumous.
Joe, is it Joe Laurinaitis?
Joe Laurinaitis.
His brother was John Laurinaitis, who is a big guy backstage still, isn't he?
Johnny Ace.
Yeah.
Nice. This is a 7. Fucking Road Warriors were my dudes. On another note, with the football pads and the spikes, dude.
I'm pretty sure even to this day, you know, Tammy said Sunny, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can pay her to do a Skype sex session. Like today, you can get a hold of her, get her on Twitter, like $100, get you half an hour, fucking her jerking off, you jerking off, whatever you want to do on Skype.
Is that true?
That, I'm not
that's
joking at all.
That's as true as it gets.
So we're not going to give you her Skype address, people.
Because you're keeping that for yourself.
Yeah.
Obviously. Like, I didn't know what my next
Jesus Christ.
This one's a solid, man, I want to say eight, but that bullet Bob Armstrong.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Hacksaw with the 2x4, man. Come on, he knocked the fuck out of you with that 2x4.
I don't know how to do a thumbs up, but whatever.
We got more structure as the years go on. That's how these work.
But it's not over. Is that all there was there?
No, there's more.
Oh, no.
Is that the end of this page?
2011, you're at 2012.
What are you giving this? What are you guys?
Yeah, I give it an eight.
What are you giving it, Everett?
I'm just trying to make sure I'm not missing anything.
Here. Drew Carey's basically bringing this one down to me.
Right.
I didn't think we were weighing in on this.
I am.
I'm going to hit it with a solid seven here.
I got to give it a seven as well, man.
Core?
An eight. Shawn Michaels, maybe the greatest in-ring worker of all time. You've got the greatest tag team of all time on that one. You got Sonny, who started
one,
the whole
dude.
Girls thing.
One of the best finishing with Sweet Chin Music. I mean, I don't know how many times I stomped my foot on the ground three times and tried to kick somebody in the face. Just, you know, I mean.
Just kick them in the shin.
This shit was iconic, man. This shit was iconic.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Her husband was one of the first high-profile wrestlers of, like, OD or whatever, just dies mysteriously at the time or whatever. But Chris Candido. He was Skip of the Body Donnas.
Who did Sonny originally come out with, the blonde-headed guy?
Skip from Body Donnas. It's Chris Candido. Okay. He was a big ECW guy that came
he
over.
He did worked out and shit, yep. Right? Yeah, like, yep. Yeah, I remember
him
that.
And Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Yep.
Candido actually died after getting surgery. He had a blood clot.
Oh, it wasn't drug-related?
No,
I thought it was drug-related.
He may have done drugs when he got on the ground. I don't know, but he blood clotted.
In the air and it popped?
Well, came down and he died a day later.
That sucks.
Tell me about it. Feel bad for him. Okay, 2012. Here we go. We are in 2012. We're in Miami. Mil Mascaras.
That's my mom's favorite.
Adam Copeland, also known as Edge.
Adam Copey.
Ron Simmons.
Love Ron Simmons.
Yokozuna.
Yeah, this one's huge too, dude.
Tag team group is the Four Horsemen, and the celebrity is Mike Tyson.
Who's Mil Mascaras again?
He was a master wrestler.
Master wrestler.
Ask mom about it. She'll tell you about 100 stories about Mil Mascaras.
Is he kind of a piece of shit? Or
No, he's just a Mexican
upper
wrestler.
Upper middle class, yeah, Mexican wrestler.
Bill Apter loved him, so he got on a bunch of covers of magazines, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, because he loved his look. He always wore a different mask. Great, great tights and things like that. Great presentation.
He's easily might want to drop out this time.
Yeah.
But he's a big dude. He's got a hard class to come up against here. Edge. I mean, you can't talk enough about Edge. He's one of the modern guys who his whole career has now been said and done. We've watched it start and finish, which is one of the few. You know, that's one of our wrestlers we watched and saw the whole thing start
good call.
And finish.
I like
and
that.
He had a great career. I mean,
yeah,
he never had a great title run. I mean, he had a title run, but he was never what you consider a giant title guy. He had Intercontinental a few times, but what he did with
he
Christian
looked like my friend Randy
and his shit with the Dudley Boys. He did Monster Face,
yeah, Skeletor,
Yeah, the shit he did with the Dudleys and fucking the Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
I mean, right there alone, that just writes the 90s tag teams for you. Right
Who's
there.
His brother?
He didn't have a brother.
Christian
was his brother, yeah.
They came up wrestling together in Canada.
They went to school together
in
Canada.
Canada, yeah.
They didn't. That wasn't his brother,
even.
Though?
No. What's Christian's real name?
Didn't they play that when Christian Cage first came out, though? Didn't they play that him as his brother or something?
Oh, yeah. They were brothers.
Okay, yeah. So
part of, right. What's the devil group?
The fucking Acolytes or the, no, not the Acolytes. Someone before that. The APA. Because that was the Acolyte Protection Agency.
Come on.
The Grunt, Gangrel's group. What was it?
I can't think of it.
Gangrel.
I know it was Gangrel, but what were they?
Gangrel group. I got to look it up.
Oh, that's terrible.
The Brood.
Yeah, the fucking Brood. That's right. So I feel like I'm being deceived a lot, and not by you guys, but like by my memory.
Yeah,
because,
we fucked with you.
No, not you guys, but like some of the shit, like the brothers thing. Like I was, you know, I get it now. It's just a fucking story. But back then, I was like, these dudes are brothers, you know. And then you come to find out that Road Dogg's a fucking Armstrong. Like
this is the day of like. Mind blown for
where
you.
Where the fuck have I been? Like, what the
mind?
I'm gonna go home tonight. And I'm gonna start watching wrestling again. Like, I fucking this
you know
was
why?
Great
we
need, stuff.
We aliens. We just gotta get a picture of him doing that. You know why? Aliens.
Mil Mascaras.
Yeah. It's a fucking conspiracy, I tell you.
All right, what are you guys giving this class?
I'm taking Mascaras out of this one too, as well.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give this one a. I'll give it a 7.
See, this is a, there's less entrance in this one, but they're more high caliber than being diluted down. Like, you've got Edge, Ron Simmons, Yokozuna, the fucking Four Horsemen, and Mike Tyson. I mean, who doesn't love fucking Mike Tyson?
Normally you get rid of the celebrity, but yeah, I mean, that's a big one.
Yeah, I'm keeping Mike Tyson. I'm giving it an 8, dude, an 8.
Yeah, that's what I gave it to.
That's good.
I'm giving it an 8.
8's all around. That's a 24.
Nice.
It's a good year. 13.
2013. We
another
are
killer
in,
year.
We are in New York. No, this year's freaking... Woo. Mick Foley.
I'm dumping the celebrity for sure.
He's the best one they've ever had.
You best.
Fuck you. Fuck him. Fuck
Mick
you
Foley,
too.
Bob Backlund, Trish Stratus,
the Dish,
Bruno Sammartino, Booker T, the celebrity that year, the guy, the guy who got booed out of the fucking building, Donald Trump. That's a great Hall of Fame.
That was the Harlem Heat music. Who was the other Harlem Heat guy?
Stevie Ray.
That's
so I'll never forget the Harlem Heat interview. You know the one I'm going to talk about. Sensational Sherry standing there, fucking Stevie Ray. They're giving out the heated promo, and somewhere along the lines, fucking Booker T says something along the lines, "Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga." Or something along that lines. He just turns around.
Oh, I do remember that.
He just turns around like, oh my God, I just said that. Sherry's busted up laughing.
That's all right, because Hogan said it a bunch of times too, so don't worry.
it's
oh, snap,
revenge.
Did I go there? Oh.
And we wonder if he'll be back.
Well, you know something, brothers.
Hey.
Brothers.
Vince McMahon.
That's fucked up.
Vince McMahon said it on TV too, so nobody said it.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Look it up. It's
out
there.
No, I believe you. That's
Bob
great.
Bob Backlund, he held the title for, what, 8 years? Uninterrupted years?
At this
like
point,
that?
If you say anything about wrestling, I'm going with it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you're a fucking machine on this. 78
to 83.
So 5 years. That's still a fucking unheard of run. Even to this day, it's just ginormous. Drops it to Hogan.
Yeah, no, drops to the Iron
Sheik. Who dropped it to Hogan?
Yes.
Yeah, he was the intermediary because fucking Backlund wasn't into it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look at E. Just no one.
Yeah, I picked some shit up from talking to Corey time to time. What can I say?
Okay, what do you think? Who are you taking out of here? I know who I'm taking out.
Yeah, Trish.
No.
Well, the celebrity's automatically gone.
I mean, good, because...
Fuck Trump. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we're
sorry.
All agree. Let's get past that. Fuck
okay,
Trump.
Fine,
blah, blah, blah. Sorry to our Republican assholes who were listening. But
both of you.
Both of you.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, easily Trish Stratus on this one. Not that she isn't a huge female wrestler, like one of the best ever, but this
she's
is a great
under,
class.
She's overshadowed by the people that are here. Like, if she was in another class, you'd throw somebody else out and keep her. But with the way it is with this one, you've got to toss her. You
well,
know?
That's why there's so much coming next year. I'm anxious to see next year's class because they're back in New York, and that's where this one was at. But, yeah, I'd have to agree with you guys. I'd go Trish.
Eight.
I'm going to give it a 7.
I'm going to give it a 9.
What do you mean? Wow. There you go. I like what you said. Fucking no, Mick Foley, man. You got Cactus Jack, Mankind, Dude Love, Mick Foley. Come on, man. He's four
Bruno
wrestlers
Sam
in Martino. One.
Bruno Sammartino. He's the fucking godfather
of WWE.
You're right.
I'm kicking it up to an 8. I'm kicking it up to this. Is a solid 25
yes.
this year, which is not our best, but it's
no,
third
our
place.
Best was the 28.
Yeah.
Oh, is, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that crazy 2005 with Hogan, Piper, Orton, Jimmy Hart, Paul Orndorff, Nikolai Volkoff, and the Sheik of Iron.
That's good.
Can't
yeah,
that
was
class,
the all-star.
Man.
No shit.
I agree. 2014, the Ultimate Warrior. Oh,
my favorite wrestler ever.
Oh, this one's going to be big.
I had a wrestling buddy.
Jake Roberts, Lita, Paul Bearer, Carlos Colon.
That's
Razor Ramon. And the celebrity, Mr. T.
Can't get rid of that celeb, sorry.
Nope. Not Razor Ramon
WrestleMania
either, or
1
Paul
was,
Bearer.
Was Trump at WrestleMania 1?
Fuck no, he wasn't.
Maybe in the audience.
Hey, who was the guy? This is kind of off, but who was the guy that brought out the pump sprayer with that he'd spray?
Rick Martel?
Rick Martel.
Was it Martel?
He had the arrogance.
Yeah.
That's when he was the Rick the Model at that
Rick
point.
The Model Martel.
That's my arrogance.
That was in that era where everybody had to have a prop. Fucking the Mountie had his... First his little shocker, then his giant shocker, then everybody had an animal they were bringing out for a while from fucking Jake the Snake to Coco Beware to whoever. I mean,
the British Bulldogs. Had
British
a dog.
Bulldogs. Yeah.
Ricky the Dragon had a steamboat. Steamboat. Yeah, he brought a steamboat.
He did.
Steamboat.
He had a full on steamboat. He
brought a dragon out with him.
Fucking crazy.
Or he was breathing fire before the match.
Yeah. Man, that's a good year. Carlos Colon, what did he do? He was a
2000s
wrestler.
What he did was got dropped from this fucking list.
He was the big booker throughout the 70s, 80s in Puerto
Rico.
Who
am I thinking of? Was there another Colon in the 2000s, early
2010s? Yeah, Primo and his and Carlito.
Carlito Colon?
Were big. They're his sons.
Okay, so that makes sense. Yeah, I don't know Carlos particularly, so I'm going to have to get rid of him.
Yeah. 8, dude.
Be close to Lita.
8, dude. Mark it 8, dude.
That's a pretty good class.
Yes. You got Ultimate Warrior. Jake the Snake.
Great speeches this
Paul
year,
Paul Bearer.
That's fucking solid.
Razor Ramon.
Yeah, that's 8's easy.
Mr. T. Yeah, that's
Corey, what you got?
It's an 8, dude.
I'll go with an 8.
It's 24. That's a good one, man. These last couple of classes, 24, 25.
Yeah, they're fucking killing it.
I'm not an Ultimate Warrior fan, but
no, really. Oh, well, man, I fucking loved Ultimate Warrior.
Is it mostly because of his post wrestling life and his maniacness behind the microphone?
Never liked him.
Never got into it.
He beat Hogan, and I was such in a six? Hogan freak. Yeah.
That's a great
fucking Silverdome. Plus, he just wasn't much of a wrestler.
Six was at the Silverdome. Was
that? Silverdome.
Number six was at Skydome.
Skydome, that's what it is. Skydome, yeah.
Pontiac was three.
Don't worry, Hogan got confused on that, too.
Did he?
Yes.
Well, at least we have something.
Everybody who's listening that watches knows what I'm talking about.
All right, 15.
Gonna be back in the Superdome, brother.
This is a big ass one, too.
Superdome. 2015, Randy Savage, the Macho Man. Ooh, Rikishi. Yeah. Alondra Blaze, better known to some of you as Medusa Maselli.
Oh, no.
Larry Zbysko. Thank God we got him back in. Tatsumi Fujinami.
He'd look that one up.
Okay, he fought Flair. His big American match was fighting Flair at Super Brawl 1 or 2.
Oh, yeah, I remember this guy.
Pretty sure it's the original one. Tag team, the Bushwhackers, known to some of you. I'm sorry. If you're old school, you should be listening to it. You'd see him as the Sheep Herders. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the celebrity, and the Warrior Award went to Conor the Crusher Michalik. Heartbreaking story there, if you remember. It's just tough, man. If you felt bad for the kid.
Take your word for it.
Passed away, yeah. Sucked. Because he was at WrestleMania 30 the year before, and he passed away in between.
Bummer.
So the takeouts on this one are, there's only two possibilities for me.
I know who mine is.
It's either Rikishi or Tatsumi Fujinami.
Well, who did we get? Oh, that's Medusa.
Yeah. Badass chick. I'm taking out Rikishi. Yeah.
Tatsumi Fujinami. He's done.
I'm going to go with Rikishi as well.
I mean, this is a good one. The Bushwhackers. I mean,
fucking lick your face every day.
Yeah.
Luke and Butch, the Sheep Herders,
you would have liked them a lot better.
Jeez,
blood
eight,
in every
eight
match,
boys, eight
every
boys.
Barbed wire match, the Fantastics.
I'm going to give this one a 7.
I am going to go with a I'm going to go with a 6 here. Not my favorite class.
This is a tough one.
You know what? I'm switching it to a 7 as well. Randy Savage is the only thing really, and Kevin Nash holding this whole thing together here. Kevin Nash and Randy Savage. No, I agree, but I'm saying
Zbysko's huge in my opinion, man. Without Zbysko, Jericho's never as big as he is. Guarantee you that.
It's true.
Guarantee it.
Well,
I mean, maybe Jericho could work a fucking mic even back in those days. But Zbysko at that time, honestly, was the perfect guy to put him up against. You know, just the feud they had week over week, the ability to give Jericho the lines that would make Zbysko look dumb.
Yeah,
I mean,
Scott Hall did that.
That helped a lot.
Ran
too.
That too.
Yeah, everybody kind of ran a train on Zbysko there for a while.
Yeah, they would. Yeah,
but dude could talk. He had that perfect. I'm exasperated. I'm the everyman in the audience. Fuck you. We're a team, and you're a bad guy.
Yeah,
I mean that's what Zbysko was good at.
True, he was perfect for that time. Everybody loved him.
Yep.
2016, Sting. Big. The Godfather, the Big Boss Man Ray Traylor, Jacqueline, known to some as Miss Texas, if you're from the South, Stan the Lariat Hansen.
Seen her titty pop out in a match one time.
Yes, everybody did. Tag team is the Fabulous Freebirds.
Classic.
The Celebrity, Snoop Dogg E. Dogg. Legacy inductees, it was the first year for this, Mildred Burke, who we mentioned earlier, Frank Gotch, George Hackenschmidt, Ed Strangler Lewis. I had a couple players at my former job who were taught swim instructions by Ed Strangler Lewis here in St. Louis. Pat O'Connor, another St. Louis legend. Lou Thez, Sailor Art Thomas. And the Warrior Award went to Joan London. Who are you guys
the
taking
actress?
Out?
From Knott's Landing?
Good Morning America.
Who the hell is Stan Hansen?
He fucking chewed tobacco all the time, Texas guy, the Lariat.
Yeah!
Who did he have some good feuds with in the late 80s, early 90s?
Hansen, he won the AWA title from Rick Martel.
I'm thinking mid to late WCW era.
Yeah. He ran around with...
He had some good Four Corners matches.
He was in No Holds Barred.
Yeah, he was like, you got a teeny wanker.
Yeah, that's right.
There's one teeny wanker.
That's fucking great.
There's another one.
Nice. Who played his sister in that movie? Because she was about the nastiest bitch you ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
God, I'd have to go back and watch
this. No, you don't bother doing that.
I know.
Rip him.
No holds barred.
Fuck, that was bad.
Dookie.
Dookie.
who are you guys taking out?
Oh, boy.
Jeez, I know who
probably Jacqueline.
No. See, this is a tough one. I'm taking out the Godfather.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Also known as Papa Shango.
Yeah.
Also known as Kama.
Yeah. Kama. He was fucking wrestled UFC, though. First UFC or two he was in.
So hang on. Hold up.
We just blew it.
Hold
Eric's
the fucking
mind.
Phone right here for a second.
Yes, the Godfather and Papa Shango are the same.
You're fucking with me.
No.
You're fucking with me. Not that's little, that's not even
Hama
true.
Mustafa, also the same guy.
You didn't right. know the Godfather? The whole train.
No, dude.
They put anybody behind that. Fucking paint, you know what I mean, in the 80s. It didn't matter.
Wow.
As soon as you found out that fucking Yokozuna wasn't Japanese, okay, it should have been all holds are off or whatever.
All bets are off. Son of
You know
a
Hulk Hogan's
bitch.
Not his real name.
Yeah, I know.
Now, Terry.
Terry.
That's not a bad fucking setup. Sting on it. He deserved to be in there. Big Boss Man, honestly, is my standout
question.
Here.
Are they going
to
induct Papa Shango as a separate wrestler than fucking Godfather? Or, I mean, well, how will that work?
They inducted Razor Ramon. They can induct Scott Hall.
So when they inducted
Kevin
Razor,
Nash, they can induct
did
Diesel.
Did they talk about fake Diesel or fake or did they talk about fake Razor whenever they did the induction? They just bring Scott Hall out and just glossed over the fact that Vince tried to rewrite it?
I think they just glossed over
it. Yeah,
that.
It's probably the best.
Probably good. Not, a lot of people weren't watching then, boys.
Who was fake Razor? That was Brian Lee, right? No.
No, we know fake Diesel was Kane.
Isaac Yankum. Yeah, Kane.
Glenn Jacobs. And I, you know what? We went over this last time, and the last time I couldn't remember who the hell it was either.
He was fucking nobody, thinking back on him, though. Just a fat-faced-looking, pseudo-Mexican-looking
guy. You mean
guy.
Rick Bogner?
Rick Bogner, that's it.
Nobody.
Attaboy. Quick with the as I
oh yeah, it was the Google.
Rings.
It was the Google.
I'm gonna give this one.
I don't know this fucking guy.
Freebirds are helping it out. Sting's helping out. Just a six though.
Just a six, huh?
Just a six.
I don't know, man. Sting, iconic as it can get. You know what I mean? Sting
you know
is arguably
gonna suck
as big.
Sting's dick, but he's never as big as people want to make him out to be.
Bullshit.
I don't care.
Jeez.
I don't care.
No way, dude. No way. Look he's out. Arguably as big as Hogan.
You put him in a lineup, I could put 10 wrestlers ahead that the guy on the street will know before they ever know Sting. Easy. So. I'm not saying Sting is as big as everybody thinks he is. Loved him.
Loved
Great babyface.
Loved him.
Biggest pay-per-view draw
Steve,
of the 90s.
What's his name? Steve what's
Borden.
His, Borden, yeah. I mean,
overblowed.
Okay.
No.
Soon
it's
as,
fine.
You know, I started disagree. Losing a lot of respect for Sting as Susie started trying to be the TV guy. He was on Thunder in Paradise with Hogan. Mm-hmm. And it's like, come on, Sting.
Try to get an acting.
And you know what? Keep your fucking hair blonde.
Yes, I agree. I got to agree with that. But at the same time, those fucking Stinger splashes in the corner.
And
I would get
woos.
So hyped, dude, from Sting.
Well, yeah, and when he reinvented himself as the crow-like character, you can't, okay, that's what I'm forgetting. Because that there
gotta
was
give some props
that's iconic,
one of the
dude.
Biggest fucking storylines. Like a year and what, 15 months? 15
he
months?
Didn't talk for a year and a half. He just come around and drug a bat around
which
and beat
the
fuck out of people.
Number
you know?
One reason I watched from 10 o'clock to 10:05 every Monday. Never missed it. So you're right, I'm kicking this up. That's a 7 easy.
There one. It is.
Seven as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, the whole NWO, the only thing's for sure is nothing's for sure. And that point on, mm-hmm. gold, Jerry, gold.
And yeah. getting, that class is getting a 7 from me as well.
Eric?
7.
I like that class.
21.
It's a mix, but as you see, they get stacked, and you can't put everybody in 1 year.
Nope.
You got to space them out. 2017, the last year before we get to 2018.
Pretty poopy year.
Kurt Angle. Teddy
you
Long.
You suck. Teddy Long, love him.
Diamond Dallas Page. Beth
Self
Phoenix.
High five.
Ravishing Rick Rude. Tag team, The Rock and Roll Express.
Love those guys.
Legacy and
they're Ducktees. So horrible these days, though. Have you seen those guys lately? Ricky and Robert? Especially Ricky Morton. Robert Gibson looks okay. He looks okay. Ricky Morton, on the other hand, he's seen better days. I mean, he's seen fucking better days. Get rid of the hair, Ricky. It's the same hair
oh,
he
man.
Had in the Hold on,
it's
Eric.
Like telling Flair to shave his head.
Google Ricky Morton right now.
Well, and while you're doing that, I'll give you the legacy inductees. Martin Farmer Burns.
Don't know him.
June Byers.
Nope.
Haystacks Calhoun.
Uh-uh.
Judy Grable.
Mm-mm.
Dr. Jerry Graham.
Nope.
Luther Lindsay.
Nope.
Toots Mont.
Uh-uh.
Ricky Dozan.
I used to take those pills.
Or Ricky Dozan.
Fucking.
And Bearcat Wright. Warrior Ward went to Eric LeGrand, former Rutgers football player. What do you guys think of this class?
I think he looks like hell.
Yeah, 5.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Boys.
Rick Rude I loved. Kurt Angle's great. All right.
Ravishing
I'm still
Rick
giving
Rude.
It a 5. Compared to the rest
long
of them.
Long hair or short hair,
I
got
to compare Rude. It to the rest of them. Either way. Rick Rude in a suit or Rick Rude fucking, you know, doing his thing.
Now,
either
who was
way.
His manager at the one time? The gal. Wasn't
so
that
he
Sherry?
He had Sherry. He had Bobby
Sherry.
Heenan.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Didn't he have Sherry?
Wasn't it Sherry?
Hold on, boys. No, Sherry did not manage Rick Rude.
Who was the gal that managed him?
Was there ever a gal then? If there was a gal he came out while he did his fucking.
If we go back to Memphis. If we go back to Memphis and how the. Oh, his valet was Angel. Now in WWF, his valet or his manager was Bobby Heenan.
And Jimmy Hart at one point.
When?
84 by in Memphis.
That's in Memphis.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Okay.
Good point.
Percy Pringle.
And he had
Crockett
Angel
was Paul
with him.
Jones.
Yep.
WCCW. Let's see.
He didn't have
Pringle?
One. No. Oh, Percy Pringle was his manager.
Percy,
that's
yeah,
right.
Paul Bearer, yeah.
He was a part of the Dangerous Alliance with Paul E. Dangerously.
He had them for a while.
Paul
they
E. Dangerously.
For
I fucking remember that guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Dangerous Alliance was the shit, man.
Yeah.
My favorite faction. That's a faction. There's somebody else missing from the Hall of Fame, the Dangerous Alliance.
Let's throw in the Varsity Club while we're there.
Nasty Boys, anybody?
We got...
There's a lot of those
good
WCW tags. Hold
on. Grade this
tags.
Out. I'm taking out Teddy Long. Who are we grading on?
I'm taking out Beth Phoenix.
Yep, Beth Phoenix is
Ooh,
gone.
Wow.
I like she's that. Too new of a female wrestler for me, and she's way past when I stopped watching. So.
Okay. Right.
I mean...
Six.
Then you know what? I'll take it back. I'll take Beth out, too, because... Too new.
I give it a six.
Give it a six.
Six, yeah.
I'll go with a six, too.
17. That could be our lowest.
Oh, really?
Nope. Our lowest was the very first one, 1994. Well, the second one.
Yeah. I wonder what happened there.
Oh, no. Nope. 95. It was a 15.
I bet two people gave it really low scores.
Yeah. Well, you gave it a six, so.
Well, damn it. Never
now,
mind.
Now, 94, you gave an eight. We gave fours. So,
these
I mean,
sons
that,
of bitches.
That one's kind of the asterisk to the whole thing, but.
Okay.
But, we had a couple questions.
We're through. Who was our best score?
Number one class was a 28, and that was, God damn it, right here, 2005. Hogan, Piper, Orton, Jimmy Hart, Paul Orndorff, Nikolai Volkoff, and Iron Sheik. Followed by a 26, which was the year before, 2004, Big John Studd, Don the Rock Morocco, Greg the Hammer, Harley Race, Jesse the Body, Junkyard Dog, Sergeant Slaughter, Superstar Billy Graham, Tito Santana, Bobby Heenan with Celebrity Pete
Rose.
That's fucking stacked too, dude. Yeah. Those 2 years
that
in a row.
That one's loaded as shit, for sure.
It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, let's
And
do
who it. Was our lowest? You said 95?
Yeah, 95 okay. with a 15.
That's rocking.
I'm going to propose another question.
Okay.
Best jobber.
2010 was a 15 as well.
Best jobber.
Ooh. I mean, my favorite. We have the same favorite.
Who's the best jobber?
Who's the best jobber?
Of all time?
In your opinion.
The unpredictable
who do you like
Johnny Rods.
I was like Barry Horowitz.
Or Brooklyn Brawler. Brooklyn Brawler was
Steve
a good
Lombardi.
Jobber, too.
Lombardi was good.
He played a bunch of characters. Who else did he?
You
Lombardi
know, a lot
had?
Of guys were jobbers that were good in
Barry
the territories
Darso.
Or used in the territories. You guys aren't even care.
Who? Give me some names.
Barry Horowitz is one.
Barry Horowitz was great.
He seems like he probably would have been an AWA guy.
He was. He worked in Florida.
Florida, wow.
Before, yeah.
Wow.
In their,
I'm just going by that fucking haircut he had, I would think, yeah. Minnesota.
They were all. There's a lot of guys that are all over the place. There's some jobbers in there. Coco Beware is a good jobber.
You consider him a jobber?
But like I said, yeah.
Really? I mean, he had a name.
How many
though.
Matches did you see that motherfucker ever win?
Yeah, that's not my point, though. Generally, your jobbers like went by a first name, last name. Mike Snow, Barry Horowitz.
The Brooklyn
Dusty Wolf.
Brawler.
Yeah, I mean.
You all remember Dusty
Brooklyn
Wolf.
Brawler is a rare case. He was a jobber that definitely had a name.
Definitely had a name, but he never fucking won.
If we're talking about jobbers.
He had the whole ass shirts. Remember the shirts with
oh,
the
yeah.
holes?
Talk about, if
dirty.
You go to the NWA, you're talking George South, the Italian Stallion. Yeah, I know.
Rocky Balboa?
I don't know these guys. They train guys through the 90s, through the 2000s. That, you know, all a
I read,
lot of
I read
them
that dude's
it.
Book, How to Be a Jobber.
Yeah, well.
No, not really. All right, who had the best class? We already figured that out.
What are you talking about?
Should there be a celebrity wing? At this point, I got to say no. It's just too thin. There's like 10 celebrities they put in.
Yeah.
And if they wanted to up their game every year, but they don't have enough celebrities
that's not
every
really,
year.
That's not really the question. Should they induct a celebrity every year?
Oh, if that's the question? I don't mind it. Be careful who you choose.
I mind it because if the celebrity hasn't been involved, like it has to be involved with wrestling. Like why are you just
these guys were all technically involved,
right? Like I seen Donald Trump on there before and Snoop Dogg and shit like
fucking
that.
Mr. T,
you know, but
Bob Uecker. I mean, I honestly Pete Rose.
Well, the big argument this year was that you know you're inducting Kid Rock. Kid Rock performed a couple times
yeah,
and did the Undertaker's theme song. What about Cyndi Lauper? She was the
Cyndi Lauper
helped
for show
catapult the first
for
WrestleMania.
Show.
I mean.
Love yeah. me some Cyndi Lauper, too.
For being serious, if they're going to end up like inducting Flo Rida and fucking people that
yeah,
did and
it.
Motorhead and
I agree.
Shit like
they're going
to
taint it eventually.
Yeah.
If you start doing anybody who did fucking theme songs, just
yeah.
You're
going to do
here.
Bob Barker because he hosted an episode of Raw?
Yeah,
yeah
no.
They're going to taint it eventually.
A bunch of C-list celebrities that... But it's the same problem you're going to run into with wrestlers.
So we don't have The Rock on here yet. The Rock is not in the Hall of Fame yet.
No.
That blows my mind. Wait until they blow the roof off of that one.
Well, that's why I'm saying next year is going to be interesting.
Because you say it's in Florida or New York?
It's in New York.
Because they think they do The Rock in Florida.
They do all the huge shit in New York, though.
Yeah.
It could be DX and Undertaker.
See, that's right
and the
there.
New Age Outlaws and who am I missing?
Just call it Attitude. I mean, without Steve Austin, just throw that whole era in
Look,
there.
Look, man, there's no Raven on the list.
Oh, fuck Scott Levy.
There's no Gold
Johnny
Dust
Polo.
On the list.
Now, Gold Dust, I could see. Dustin Rhodes.
There's no Big Boss Man on the list.
Big Boss Man was totally on the list.
Was he?
Yes.
I did not see him on
there. Fuck last year, wasn't it?
A year or two ago, yeah.
Yeah, 2016, Big Boss Man.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, sure enough.
Fucking Ray Traylor.
Ray Traylor.
Guardian fucking Angel, man.
Big Bubba Rogers.
Did we say Honky Tonk Man?
No,
Honky Tonk Man is not in.
Wow.
I don't think he really deserves it.
Is he? Wait a minute.
No, we didn't see him.
And Owen fucking Hart deserves a spot, in my personal opinion.
No, I agree.
Why isn't he in the Hall of Fame?
Just haven't had the time yet to really capitalize it. They'll probably wait for the 20th anniversary, which is actually, that's already happened.
Benoit?
No, of fucking...
No, no, no.
Whoa, who'd you say?
I said Benoit coming in?
No, he said Owen Hart.
Owen Hart.
Owen Hart, yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I think that he should definitely be in there.
Point of contention for many people. What about Flying Brian Pillman?
Yeah. Definitely.
I think so. Granted, his career wasn't as long as it could have been, but the guy came from, what, Cincinnati Bengals, a fucking NFL football player, came in to be one of the first great small wrestlers.
33 throat surgeries before he started school.
Did we say Lex Luger?
Luger should be on there as well.
Luger should be in there.
Man, he looks bad these days,
What about
dude.
Sid Vicious?
Yeah, I could give Sid in there, but man, he was...
Former world champion of both companies.
Yeah,
but he never had a run that was longer than a year or so, really. That was his problem. The dude never had any kind of longevity.
Depends on
and he was honestly psycho.
Steiners should be in.
Steiners should be
100%.
In.
100%.
The Rockers should be in.
Yeah.
The British Bulldogs should be in. Davey Boy and Dynamite Kid. Have you guys ever saw Dynamite Kid, Russell?
They did the Hart family, but what about the Hart Foundation? Like fucking Jim the Anvil?
British Bulldog, Bret Hart. Yeah, the Hart Foundation. Now, I remember that.
I'm talking more or less just the tag team. Before they actually made the stable out of it, just Bret Hart and Jim Neidhart.
Yeah.
With Jimmy Hart.
What about the Midnight Express? What about Doom?
Well, Doom I could see. Doom was Ron Simmons and Butch Reed, right?
Yep. What about Vader?
Vader should go in.
Vader time.
Teddy Long was the manager for Doom,
fucking
right?
Vader was the shit, dude.
For Doom.
Yeah. They had those fucking leather masks on.
Yeah. What about Demolition? So
yeah. Barry Darso, just talking about him again. And fucking Kona Crush.
Now, you guys know what the problem is with some of these guys. They are involved in the concussion lawsuit against the WWE.
Never have that then.
And that's why it's going to
politics.
It's killing people.
That blows dick, dude.
But, I mean, some of these guys still have grudges with McMahon and say, like Kevin Sullivan. Do you guys remember Kevin Sullivan?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, are they going to induct him with his ties to the Benoit shit? He was married to Nancy.
I don't think.
All that's
going to
do is conjure up.
It shouldn't. Well, you're right. It would. But I don't think they should hold that. I don't think he had anything to fucking do with that Chris Benoit thing. But.
What about Vince McMahon? It would be terrible to induct himself.
Well, why don't we just induct Shane at this point?
No, fuck Shane. He isn't. Fuck him. But what about Vinnie Mac, man? I feel like Vinnie Mac.
He's an obvious one, but you can't do any of that.
You can't do it till he retires.
Other than senior.
Well, that's one of the questions going into next year. Will they put him into New York, or will they wait another 5 or 10 years before they go back to New York?
I can honestly see Shane going in. I mean, he's had some pretty killer matches.
Not yet.
Well, not yet, but I can see eventually him going in.
Let him get
that match he had with Kurt Angle. You know the one. That hardcore match everybody
King
knows
of the Ring?
Yeah. That's an all-time match.
I know. I love that match. It's a good one to go back and watch.
And you got to give Shane credit. He was hardcore as fuck.
Taking fucking getting thrown through
the bumps you couldn't imagine most people would not take Shane McMahon took.
I know I wouldn't let you throw him.
Something stands out to me about the Dynamite Kid that I can't remember who exactly that was. Who was the Dynamite Kid?
He was the other British Bulldog.
Tom Billington. He's known.
Still alive, isn't he?
Yeah, barely.
Yeah.
Lost.
What else? What else? What other wrestler was he?
That's it, pretty much. Dynamite Kid,
yeah. He was a fucking stud. Go watch him wrestle in Japan. Watch him wrestle Tiger Mask.
You can find any of this shit on YouTube, too. Just not type in any one of these. You'll get the fucking laundry list of interviews and matches. And that's what's so great about YouTube. I wanted to watch, wrestling at the Chase. I started looking for places to buy the DVDs, and I was like, wait a minute. Just type wrestling in the Chase at YouTube, and there it is.
Yeah.
You find some stuff. I'll give you another name that we kind of brought up earlier. China.
Yeah,
and
put her in. 100% put her in.
Probably the first mega badass female wrestler.
Oh, for sure.
What about X-Pac at that point? I mean, are you putting him in, too?
Eventually,
I feel like
you
should.
It's like a DX thing.
1-2-3 Kid.
You put them all
1-2-3 Kid,
Waldman.
Yeah.
I mean, he had X-Pac, 6-Pac. The guy had a career.
NWO?
Yeah, 100% had a career, yeah.
Six member of the NWO, obviously.
Yeah, I feel like he should have been in, man.
Eventually.
There's a lot of guys, and that's why when people say, you know, they got to space these out, they do have to space them out. You got to worry about people start. I mean, people get older. Wrestlers don't tend to live long lives, so you're going to be putting
that's
more people
true.
In posthumously. They try to keep it to one posthumous inductee a year, aside from the legacy inductees.
Mm-hmm.
So
you got to look at it like this: if they're inducting eight people a year, is the wrestling industry producing eight superstars a year to continue this sort of thing on even 20 years from now? Will they be able to look back
no.
and get eight, are they producing eight
you're
superstars
right,
a year?
They're going to run out because eventually they're going to get to the point where they're putting.
Nobody's in there. They're going to taint it. They have to really be careful about the selections here. It's not all about who it is or what.
I think Vince is looking at it this way. I got 10 more years, pal. We can milk it for 10 more years.
Might be right.
I mean,
or they might stop doing it.
Yeah, I mean, they can make it every couple years. I'm saying wrestling itself, unless they figure something out, it's on its fucking way out.
Yeah,
that is a great point. Do they have enough steam to continue?
Right. I mean, because like I said, most of these are 6, 7, 8 people. Are they producing that many big names per year that are consistently long enough career to be in the Hall of Fame?
To them, they are. Because you can say, what a Big Boss Man. What championships did he ever win?
That's a fair point.
You can say,
but he held all of our hearts. He held all of our hearts, but he stood next to Hogan. No shit.
That's all it takes.
Right. I know.
If you stood next to Hogan for whatever reason in the 80s, you're on a Survivor Series team, you fucking stood up there while he did a promo, you're Hall of Fame material. They didn't put just nobody up there, really.
All right. Well, then Val Venus is going in.
Hello, ladies. I love me some Sean Morley.
Yeah, Val.
He's big time into medical marijuana these days. That's his gig now.
And he retweeted us on Twitter. So
oh, yeah. I remember that. We were doing the March Madness last year.
Oh, I'll give you somebody else I want in. Nikita Kola.
Nikita Kola.
I'm coming for you, Magna TA.
Magna TA.
Riffler. Magna TA.
He needs to be in there.
Why are you not in Hall of Fame?
Yeah, well, I'm going to get that for you.
And same thing for Ivan. Ivan should be in, too.
Yeah.
Beat fucking San Martino in the Garden. Silence the Garden. That's big shit. Those guys should go in. I know Ivan's dead, but Nikita's definitely not, and he gets no love. But anyway, Buff Bagwell, how about that guy?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Buff. I don't think so on Buff.
Come on, man. Just because you didn't like him, you can't deny that he...
Stop somewhere.
Yeah, you got to stop somewhere. He was not. He had a 5-year career-ish, maybe a little more.
Yeah.
5 that you can remember. He was poop, dude. Backstage, he was poop. He was a piece of shit to work with, from what I understand. Only thing he had was later in his career some muscles and a little bit of mic skill.
But he was the
modicum. Yeah, so he said.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I like Buff Bagwell.
Oh, Alex Wright. Fucking Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Berlin?
Yeah, I do fucking remember. The green underwear. The green tights, right? They were green. Green boots, green tights on this guy.
Yeah, black.
I'm putting up for 1 year. Honky Tonk Man. Alex Wright, ooh. Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno.
Norman Smiley.
Norman Smiley, screaming
and
Norman
let's
Smiley.
Let's talk Glacier in there. And while we're at it.
Tugboat.
The Patriot.
Well, I was going with music and dancing.
Oh, man. Well.
God damn it.
Sorry, I wish I would have known beforehand.
Damn it.
But Patriot, though.
Del Wilkes.
Wilkes, that's right. Preston. There's
I don't think
Preston.
He should go in.
Del Preston was Wayne's World 2. That was the roadie dude, wasn't it?
Del Preston.
Oh, I had to get 1,000 brown M&Ms. Oh, Ozzy wouldn't go on stage.
God, you guys. Oh, this is beautiful. Okay, how about will there ever be a physical Hall of Fame?
There should be.
There damn well better
be. I totally
want
to go to that.
Where would you put it?
Fucking anywhere.
Garden,
I don't
probably.
Care, and I'll go.
Inside
Madison
Square.
You know the worry is you guys, remember how we talked about should
Titan Tower
WrestleMania be on TV? Okay, would people go visit a Wrestling Hall of Fame?
Why not make it a traveling road show that goes with the big pay-per-views?
It does kind of right now for does WrestleMania. It? That's what access is. You can put your hands where measurements
all the
Andres.
Cool fucking old like costumes or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I would love to go see. Just all the cool playbills and ring seats, fucking ropes.
Tights, gear,
whatever.
Put a ring in there. Well,
see, I would love to see that. That's
then
history
make it
to
like
me.
Cleveland.
Yeah, just like the Baseball Hall of Fame.
If I had to put it somewhere, they'll put it in New York if they ever do it, or in somewhere in Florida like Miami. But I think Nashville would be a great spot. But I don't know. Well, we may never see it.
I would love to.
I would love for them to have one. I would go visit it.
That's a day trip, easy.
Look, man, more people than they like to admit are old school wrestling fans.
I agree.
More people will sit there and say wrestling's bullshit and it's fake. But from the time they were fucking 5 to 15, what did you watch?
There it is.
Who do you know? You can name every one of these people. It's part of your.
It was a serialized program too in the era before serialized programs. Like now, all TV shows week to week, the episodes lead into each other.
Mm-hmm.
That started more or less in wrestling than soap operas.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to
can't argue.
And again, the whole pay per view model that Vince built. UFC turned that thing into its own juggernaut. You know what I mean? Boxing tried. It's a juggernaut for them, but they don't follow the same thing Vince did. But
you ain't getting an argument from me.
Yeah,
I agree. I wish it did. I wish it would. But who knows?
Indeed.
But I guess
that'll be our hook.
Boys, we got to do this again.
I missed 100%.
This is way fucking funner than Surreal Talk. Sorry, Surrealers.
Yeah,
I had some fun today.
100%. Like,
and fuck that new episode shit like we always used to do too. Let's just keep it all old school. That's where it's fun. But you know, we got to do the new.
He's right.
Yeah, man, dude. I'll tell you, fucking Papa Shango and Godfather, man. I feel like I've just lived my life in falsehoods. You know what I mean? Like,
you have.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if you didn't know that one.
The Ho Train's the same guy that made Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, he's lighting people on
fire.
Yeah, fucking gave old Jake the Snake a real hard time.
You know what I mean? Didn't he make fucking ink shoot out of the one dude's like coat that time?
Who knows? Papa Shango
has
some
tricks.
Well, he
sat there and cried.
Yeah, he made, what is that? He made the green shit come out of Warrior's forehead.
Who did he make cry right there while ink was coming out of their arm?
Ultimate Warrior.
Was it?
Yes, he had the green ink coming down his face over his paint.
This was fucking such a good
Steven,
show.
That's 92. Bitch, that's man. That's some people's jumping off point.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tell you.
Anyway.
I tell you.
This is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
This is the best podcast I've been involved with probably fucking months.
Months. Months.
Easy.
Great grading job, gentlemen.
That was fun.
Even though I still have a bone of contention with that first class.
Yeah, well, you know, agree to disagree.
we got to thank Eric for joining us.
Thank you.
Hey, man, the pleasure is all mine. I fucking love that. That was great.
Thank you for Tim.
T.O.
He was in the first part.
T.O.
We'll see him tomorrow. No, we won't see him tomorrow.
Well, who knows what we'll see tomorrow.
We love Tim. He's a thing.
He is. He's one of the horsemen. So we got to thank you all for joining
us. He's Oli.
We were...
Gotta be that's accurate.
We're glad you guys came back with us for this one-time shot. We make all our shots. That's an old wrestling term. Thanks for joining us. For Eric, for Big Easy, for T.O. who's not even here. This is Corey, the Wrestling Snob. See, I didn't even
know. TheWrestlingSnob.com. Check it out. It's a thing.
Thanks for taking us, going on the trip with us through the Hall of Fame. Maybe one day we'll see you again.
We'll see you again. I get a feeling we'll see you again.
We'll probably see you
again. Take it easy, everybody.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.